Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Tired of nicks, cuts, and bumps? It's time to ditch the blade. Nair, the award-winning number one hair removal brand, gives you silky, smooth skin in as little as 3 minutes. That's smooth that lasts for days longer than shaving. Easy to use, blade-free, dermatologist tested, and made for all skin types. Plus, discover our new sensational fragrances that turn hair removal into a whole vibe. Shave less, glow more. Find Nair at all major retailers.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 138. Today, we're debating a very simple, easy topic, one that we're talking about a little bit after the Vince Vaughn appearance on Hot Ones, talking about R-rated comedies. Today, we're going to be doing a bracket of the best comedies of the 21st century. We're not limiting it to R-rated. We're going to be doing all of them, but a lot of them, a decent chunk of them are R-rated. A few of them, at the very least. Chicago's doing the Olympics thing today, so we have a All New York crew. We got Rico Bosco, Fights, Tommy, Glennie, Robbie Fox, and also we will have Marty, who will be here soon. But before we get to all that, let's talk about Game Time.
Put it back in the same place, Rico.
What'd you drop?
Immediately. Phone just keeps sliding off this fucking chair.
Jesus Christ. Let's talk about Game Time. Did you know that you can get tickets to Styx, Foreigners with Styx?
Oh, baby.
At August 16th, $39 in Orange Beach, Alabama.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be there that weekend.
In Orange Beach?
Yeah.
Get out of here. No.
That could have been possible. You've been on like nonstop out of the office on these tours. But that recommendation specifically from Stanko, who's in our control booth today.
Yeah.
I said, name the most random band you could possibly think of. And he said, how about Styx? And I couldn't remember the songs, but I didn't realize.
Renegade. Styx is one of the greatest American rock and roll bands, but they only got a bad rap because critics are cynical assholes. That's what Frankenstein says in Big Daddy.
I'm gonna admit something. I had a feeling that every week when you list an absurdly random event, it was like you doing that, but in the off chance it was like part of the Game Time read, I never wanted to call it out.
I'm glad to know now it's also
Kenya. For the record, that event, Foreigner, is low-key one of the best American bands ever. Foreigner has bangers on top of bangers.
That's I think Glennie Ball.
Yeah, I love Foreigner. Head Games, Cold, Hot Blooded, Dirty White Boy,
Box Hero,
I Want to Know What Love Is, Jukebox Hero.
There was something there.
What?
But Styx, I mean, I didn't know they did Mr. Roboto and Renegade and Come Sail Away. That's like three random songs. Really good.
Come Sail Away is an all-time, the beginning of the first episode of Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah.
He goes out to the dance and he's like, he hears the slow song come on. So he's like, all right, this is my opportunity to ask the girl to dance with me.
Yeah.
Kicks into the fast part. He's like, fuck.
And then that kid ended up writing Game Night,
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Which might end up being on here, maybe not. But again, shout out to Game Time. Did you know that you can get tickets to whatever you want? And in this case, $400 for Styx, but it's $39. That's right. Thanks to Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. You shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets to your next big event. Game Time is a fast and easy way to buy all the tickets to the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Bob, you used Game Time to go to Green Day yesterday, right?
I did.
How was it?
Amazing. They played Dookie and American Idiot front to back. Concert of a lifetime, thanks to Game Time.
Shout out, thanks to Game Time. They got.
I'm about going to a Yankee game this weekend with Game Time.
We love Game Time here. Again, flash deals for sudden discounts, zone deals when you're feeling flexible, and the lowest price guarantee means that you can find the same seats for anywhere else for less. Game Time will credit you for 110% the difference. They're the best place for last-minute seats for up to 60% off your favorite events. Take the guesswork out of buying of tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Download the Game Time app today. Last-minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. Again, we're doing what is the best comedy from the 21st century. This was, I think, the hardest one I've ever had to see. Usually it's a little bit easy, like, oh, I can be a little bit cheap here or throw one here. It doesn't really matter. It was legitimately very hard.
Yeah.
It was a very difficult one to put together.
I hope we've all seen.
That's where it's going to get dicey. Yeah.
There's going to be, no doubt, there's going to be somewhere, and this is in every episode of The Bracket, there's going to be something you haven't heard of or haven't watched, whatever. But I would guarantee that you've heard at the very least of all of these, or seen maybe bits of it. Starting out with the number 5 seed versus the 12 seed, this 5-1 was a very difficult one to figure out how to seed. Forgetting Sarah Marshall. a very difficult one to figure out where to put, because we talked about this a little bit, Rob Fox. It's like the best, it's the funniest romantic movie, but also the most romantic funny movie.
Yeah.
It's like, it's very difficult to figure out where to put it. And that's going up against number 12 seed, probably the newest one on this list, not to tip too much, 21 Jump Street. 21 Jump Street, super fucking funny.
Such a good movie.
Lord and Miller, really, really damn funny movie. Like the lines that always stick out is the one where it's first period, you already beat up a gay kid or whatever.
Never seen either one.
You've never seen Forgetting Sarah Marshall or 21 Jump Street.
What are you doing on this bracket, dude?
Either one.
If you haven't seen either of these,
I think he's pulling a Rico.
You're not going to
see. He's pulling a Rico.
I wanted to see how many I could get. You guys fucking shut me down. I was going to go through all 30.
I mean, I saw the point. As I started getting worked up, I remembered your point at me, and I was like, oh, fuck, he's doing
it. Yeah, it's all right. You remind me to never bring out a bank robbery.
Rico, let's start out with you. Forgetting Sarah Marshall or 21 Jump Street. What do you think's the
better? I think it's Forgetting Sarah Marshall. The way this movie was described to me back when, like, trailers mattered, or you were going to the movies all the time, my buddy, I was like, yeah, I wanted to see that movie. It looks pretty good. He goes, there's a guy who's not even in the trailer that steals the movie, and it's Russell Brand. So Russell Brand, absolutely. I don't think Russell Brand was in the trailer.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'll fact check it. Maybe we can, like, pull it up. The way he described it, or he said, there's a guy who's, like, not main billing, and it's Russell Brand, and he absolutely steals it. It's fucking hilarious. I've seen 21 Jump Street. I thought it was good. Forgetting Sarah Marshall is a top tier movie. It's Forgetting Sarah Marshall for me. Easy.
One for Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
It's Forgetting Sarah Marshall. No brainer. I like 21 Jump Street, but
Peter, you suck.
It is
classic.
I'm going to judge this whole thing based on whether or not the movie shows cock. And so, unfortunately for 21 Jump Street, I don't believe there's full frontal male in
God, that. I wish, Channing.
I believe Dick gets shot in 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, I think that might be 22.
Oh, you're right.
22, though, I think.
I think, what's his name?
It might be 22.
I think it's 22.
Who's the Marine actor? I think he gets shot in the dick.
Rob Riggle. At the end of one, gets shot in the dick.
Yeah.
Oh, is it one? The Depp reveal scene?
Yeah. No. After that.
On the boat crash.
On the street, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't see. You see Rob Riggle's hog. It's a different story. But also, I was thinking that maybe the person who steals the movie in Forgetting Sarah Marshall and is not in the trailer is the fat Hawaiian dude.
Yes.
Guy.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say Paul.
All right.
Just passed away.
Well, but when,
literally
when,
just passed away last month,
no.
This guy. He was in the first fight in UFC history as well.
Really?
Wait, is the guy
sumo wrestler.
The foot stuck in it? Yes. The teeth stuck in his foot or something? Or
his teeth got stuck in the other guy's foot.
Oh, gross.
When him and Siegel are walking away carrying the pig, and Siegel's like, really? Because you look like a giant baby.
No, I don't.
For some reason, fucking kills me every time.
Two for Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Tommy.
I'm going to go 21 Jump Street here. I love both, but I think I laughed more probably at 21 Jump Street. I think I like the mystery aspect of it too, you know, solving a crime. I think Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill is just such a perfect comedic duo, like Hawkeye and Dorky Guy, like that. It's just fun. I think there's more memorable, like, I don't know. I'm picking 21 Jump Street. That's all I got.
It does have the 21 Jump Street. It doesn't have full frontal, but it does have the backstory.
Dave Franco, great. The man, you know what they do to guys like me in jail? It rhymes with grape.
the emails from the Sony leak.
Yeah.
Unbelievable with 21 Jump Street. Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill just being such bros. I think Channing Tatum sent an email to the entire Sony staff. And the whole email was just caps lock, suck my dick. Yeah.
They're exactly what you think. So one for 21 Jump Street. Glennie?
So I do think, I feel like people are going to say the opposite of what I'm going to say with Forgetting Sarah Marshall. What we were talking about earlier, I feel like better movie and funnier movie may get caught up here. I personally enjoy 21 Jump Street 1,000 times more than Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Really?
It's just a movie in general. But I do think, I'm not really a big Forgetting Sarah Marshall guy either, but I feel like everyone in general will say Forgetting Sarah Marshall is a better movie, but I'm going to go with 21 Jump Street. I love 21 Jump Street. That's a movie. I'm like kind of sad that all those Sony leaks happened. If they were still making 21 Jump Sheets, I would watch every single one. Like at the end of 22 Jump Street, when they make all those
movies,
I would watch every single one.
They were going to do a crossover with Men in Black.
They're just amazing.
I will be there no matter what.
Yeah, they're amazing action comedies. They're fantastic.
Remind me
action
what happened
comedies.
With the Sony leaks again.
It was just like the emails got. It was. I don't think anything. I don't think that.
That's
interview.
Why they said like that's why they didn't want to do.
I thought that was with the interview.
It was.
Sony got hacked by North Korea and they released like all of their shit.
Yeah.
Because of
I didn't think anything I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know. I didn't know that that halted production or anything. Because I thought the emails for this, there were other things that were unveiling some bad things, I think. But this was just one that it's just a funny. I think Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum made a bet that it would make $100 million or whatever it made. And when it finally crossed that threshold, they sent an email to everyone. It just said, suck my dick.
Also, or forget Ice Cube in 21 Jump Street is fantastic. Yeah, Ice Cube's fucking hilarious. Infiltrate the dealer, find the supply.
The twist that it's his daughter.
That's 22, but that's the funniest amazing. Part.
That's 22 Jump Street?
Yeah. Well, that's also another
Smith fun. Fuck the captain's daughter.
But behind the scenes for that one was that when Channing Tatum read the script and they got on set, he's like, why is there only one camera in here? And they're like, well, it's just one shot. And he's like, no. If I learned this news that my friend was fucking the captain's daughter, I'd go nuts. Yeah. He's like, we need cameras everywhere. I'm running around the whole office.
That is such a fucking That's funny awesome. Scene. And Ice Cube was so funny in 22 Jump Street.
That's one of the funniest scenes in either movie, I think.
I think it's the funniest scene in both
movies. I was crying. I remember crying laughing in the theater at that.
Yeah.
As far as 21 versus Forgetting Sarah Marshall, I do think I'm going to go Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Which it pains me to vote against 21 Jump Street this early, but we haven't even mentioned Paul Rudd in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
He's so funny.
You talk like you're from London. So fucking funny.
This is going to be the best bracket ever, just saying funny lines.
I know.
Yeah. That's what we used to do before the internet came out, everyone. We'd sit in a room and we'd just fucking say lines to each other.
You were the most popular kid in school. The more lines you could recite, faster.
Some people never grew out of it. That's the only way they communicate.
The Dracula musical, too, is
unbelievable. Paul Rudd behind the scenes, I'm pretty sure I saw that he was a last-minute ad, and they shot it all in one day, and his character didn't even really have a script. They were just kind of like, do what you want to do, Paul.
Right? Really?
That's cool.
I'm not positive that's true.
I stopped wearing a watch when I moved out here. He's like, that's so cool. Yeah, my time's on my phone.
Who's the funniest person in that movie? Jonah Hill's also really funny, if you're getting started.
Pound for pound is different, right? It's different.
I don't know. I mean, it's, what's his name? The big guy from the sitcom. How Jason I Met Your Mother. Jason Segel
you think Russell Brand
go head to head, but I think it's for how much he's in the movie, Russell Brand, I'm not a huge Russell Brand guy,
to be honest.
That movie launched him into being overexposed.
He's become less as time has worn on.
Yeah.
When it came out, I didn't know anything about him.
Dude, he plays 12 minutes and scores 80 points.
Yeah. He was in that, he did another movie with Jonah Hill that was in the same universe, right?
Him to the Greek.
Him to the Greek, right?
Oh, good.
Diddy, but P. Diddy was in there.
That wasn't that good.
And Diddy is... For all the bad things funny. He's done recently, he is so fucking funny in that movie.
Also, No Diddy, he's very funny, and It's Always Sunny. He has a very funny...
I was going to bring that doctor. I forget what doctor was his name.
The wheat guy. Yeah.
Coming Home's a great song.
Anywhere accolades we want to give Diddy while we're here, we can throw him out. But Forgetting Sarah Marshall is going to move on. I would have voted Sarah Marshall, too, in place of Marty. So next up, we have the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. This is a tough one. 4 seed is Step Brothers.
Okay.
It was another difficult one. Where do you put this in the pantheon? But everyone's seen it. Everyone knows the quotes. And that's going up against number 13 seed. Definitely not. Doesn't have the same run as Step Brothers. But Role Models. Another really good Paul Rudd movie. Not as popular, I would say, as Step Brothers. But a movie where it became such an, oh my God, you got to watch this underrated comedy movie that it became almost over.
Yeah.
Where, it's so fucking funny that you have to throw it in.
That was the last thing Sean William Scott did, right?
More or less.
Goon after that?
Goon is very good.
It's big but funny.
Yeah.
American Wedding?
No, we didn't see that one.
That's not on the bracket. I can put up something.
Oh, no, American Reunion.
He did American Reunion after that. American Wedding had already come out.
Yeah. He was definitely in something recently.
He was in It's Always Sunny and very funny, but that was also, I think, before this.
What happened? Did he just get blacklisted? Did they just realize he's
They stopped casting him and stuff, I guess. I don't know.
They stopped making his genre movie, also true. Too, right?
But he was very good in both Goon movies, I think you saw it, but Goon original.
The original is really, the second one's watchable, but yeah.
That's my favorite, I would say, what's his name, performance? Who's the other guy in Goon, the Canadian actor that's friends with Seth Rogen and all them?
Oh, Jay Baruchel?
Jay Baruchel. That and Blackberry, the only two things I've really liked him in.
Yeah.
She's Out of My League, great movie.
Yeah, My League.
That is a great
Out of My League was good.
I think maybe best rom-com ever. I love She's Out of My League.
Wow. Bob Fox.
Or once, I don't remember it.
Bob Fox, Step Brothers versus Role Models.
Best She's Out of My League story.
This one is tough because role models for me specifically, the fact that Kiss is a subplot in the movie, I loved so much in the scene where he's like, I didn't know Jews could sing like that. And he's like, they couldn't. That's why they dress like clowns. That's so fucking funny.
Gun is his dick, Ronnie.
The Kisteria thing at the end when they show up as the LARP, it's amazing. But I really think like Step Brothers could like go all the way. Like Step Brothers, I've rewatched as much as any comedy ever. It's on Comedy Central all the time. I'll rewatch like the TV version that doesn't even have the curses in it because it's so funny.
Yeah.
So I have to vote for Step Brothers.
Step Brothers.
What Bob said is true. It's so interesting. I'm more historically comedy wise. Like I'd prefer Sandler and Seth Rogen over Will Ferrell. But
why are you putting Sandler and Seth Rogen together?
Dude, I'm just saying I like them more.
Separate. Not as together.
And I'm just saying I like them more. And I do feel like.
Wait, what movie did Seth Rogen and Sandler do?
No, they make movie funny people. I'm simply just saying I like their work okay. more than fucking Will Ferrell's.
Got it.
Fucking Rico. But, it moral of the story. Yeah, nah, because I don't feel like doing the bit all day, Bosco.
Gunny's in a bad mood today. I don't want to upset him today.
You got bullied earlier, yeah.
My dog got me some slack.
Oh, Lenny, I'm sorry.
But, yeah, no, I will say, I feel like Step Brothers is one of those movies that is so funny. It's almost like you forget how funny it is. So I feel if you made Step Brothers one, I wouldn't have even been mad about it. So I just got to go Step Brothers out of respect to Step Brothers because I do feel like whenever I'm thinking about funniest movies ever, I think in the back of my brain it's so funny I don't even think about it being the funniest.
Yeah, I'll vote in place of Marty. I do think Step Brothers has it's way more like one of the funniest first watch movies I think I've ever seen, and it's so fucking good. And the blooper reel alone for Step Brothers is like laugh out loud funny. Yeah. But Roman House has such a deep catalog of random jokes that are hysterical. Joe Lutruglio in Role Models is so fucking funny. Rubber dub dub, like running every line he has is great. The little kid being like "fuck you, Miss Daisy" as they drive off.
You Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
When I got out of that movie, I was like, that little kid is going to be the funniest
star
who's ever lived. I think he was also in Fred Claus with.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he was.
I remember being like, this kid. I was like, this is the funniest person alive. And then he kind of disappeared.
Yeah, I never really saw him again.
I wonder what he's doing now.
I'll give him a laugh.
Honestly, though, he was perfect as a funny kid.
Yeah. I'll stick with Step Brothers just because it's just the impact of the movie is just so much heavier, but Role Models is so funny. Tommy.
Yeah, Role Models, I remember seeing in theaters, like not really having much expectations and being like, oh my God, this is so fucking funny. Like, that was my introduction to Ken Jeong. I didn't watch Community. Yeah. So, like, his character in that is unreal, like, before The Hangover. Even Christopher Mintz, whatever.
Jane Lynch. Yeah. Jane Lynch is one of the funniest
movies. Jane Lynch is so good.
And I hate Jane Lynch.
You hate Jane Lynch?
I don't like her.
Where she's talking to them and he's like, she's holding a hot dog in the thing.
It was great. Ramon's Ken Marino is really funny.
Ken Marino's really good in that too.
He's really funny.
That being said, it's got to be Step Brothers. Like, Step Brothers came out when I was 12, which is, I think, the age where Step Brothers is the funniest. Like, I still think it's funny now, but you definitely, when you're in like middle school, high school, it's even more funny.
Step Brothers 08?
Yeah.
08, yeah.
I was 10. My mom took me to see it, and I specifically remember my mom saying, as we were leaving the theater, she goes, put your head down. Somebody's going to call DIFUS. She thought they were going to call Child Protective Services.
Wow, really?
Taking me to see Step Brothers.
Holy shit.
Yeah, there's so many. We're not going to go through all the quotes, but whatever. Good housekeeping. You know, it helps with shoulder pain if you lick my butthole. I mean, there's just so many classics.
Fucking Catalina Wine Mixer.
Step Brothers.
Yeah, we only play 80s Joel. Like.
That random scene is one of the funniest ever.
It's so stupid, but so funny.
Play something from The Stranger. The guy's just heckling him. Play something from The Stranger. Yeah. Like, why that's the thing. And then he steps out. That guy is underrated, like, hilarious, too.
Not Bobby Moynihan. What's his name?
Ratio Sands.
Ratio Sands
is underrated. Hilarious. He's an SNL guy, right?
Yeah, he is. Yep.
He's perfect. Hysterical.
Bad guy.
Perfect, like, randomness comic.
Bad guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's not a good
really?
Guy. He can't.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He likes to play a little below the playing field.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Funny in this movie.
Yeah. Step Brothers. It's Step Brothers. I very much like Role Models. It's very funny. Step Brothers is iconic. It is. What are you doing? I'm burying you.
Them whispering in bed too.
And like the little,
burying you.
A little Seth Rogen scene like where they're interviewing in the tuxedos.
All time is like the Nazis to scare people.
Yeah, I can taste it. Oh, it's.
I think it's Step Brothers. But to give like a sports analogy, Step Brothers is a four runs a 4-4. Has all the five-star recruits, like, loaded. And Role Models is this little ragtag
school with shitty uniforms, and they give it a run. It's like a game in the fourth quarter. You know what I mean? Like, role models you do not expect to be in this, and then you're watching the game, and you're like, oh, are they going to pull the upset here?
I like role models. I don't even give it. They give it, like, it's almost one of those, like, they had a game till halftime, then Alabama.
Okay.
Halftime.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I shouldn't say fourth quarter. Maybe they stuck with them till about halftime.
It's just a different class.
Like, role models is not supposed to be in that. I remember seeing role models the same way. Scrolling one of those movie websites and being like, let me watch this, and being like, what the fuck is this? Like, this is hilarious. Mm-hmm. And the LARPing at the end, this is fucking great. Every side character in there is unbelievable.
I might rewatch Role Models tonight.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I don't know if I've
seen it. I guarantee you that's not the first time you're going to say, I'm going to rewatch that tonight during the rest of this bracket episode.
Okay, right now. All right, I'm going to make a deal. I'm going to rewatch one of these movies tonight. So far, Role Models.
As the title. As the
leader in the clubhouse.
As the belt.
Real quick, I want to add in, I said this out front back, so everyone probably already heard it, but I watched Father Figures last night. I thought that was great.
Father Figures.
Terrible. I didn't look at the Rotten Tomatoes until after.
Wait, is this Bill Burr?
No. It's fucking.
That movie is bad.
Okay.
I know what you're saying. That one was not great.
It's Owen Wilson and Ed Helms are the stars, and Glenn closes their mom, and she says who their dad is, whatever. They want to go find their dad.
Oh, yeah.
And they see it's Christopher Walken, it's J.K. Simmons,
yeah.
It's
Bing Rames.
Harry Bradshaw. Couple other people. It was like I had a great time watching it, and I laughed throughout it. You know, never laughs as such as we're doing now, but like this was great. And I looked up at Rotten Tomatoes after, it's like 14%.
I only remember Terry Bradshaw from the movie. That's the thing I remember, Terry Bradshaw.
What was your She's Out of My League story you referenced week?
Oh, She's Out of My League. So I'll be quick with it, but it was so the one summer I was living in Newport, we would always get movies at Redbox, and one morning woke up like hungover still, got She's Out of My League, watched it with all of us. My friend fell asleep during it.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
He wakes up and he's like, how's that movie end? And we were like, it's actually crazy. She dies. They have a plane crash, and they both die in a plane crash. And he's like, what the fuck? That's a crazy way to move it. In that movie. I'm like, yeah, I know, nuts. And he'd bring it up periodically, once every 2 weeks. He'd be like, dude, that's crazy they ended that movie that way. And we're like, yeah, I know, it's nuts. And then he died. And then we were at the funeral, and my buddy just hits me and goes, he still thinks She's Out of My League ended with a plane crash.
God. That's so morbid, but that's really funny. Wow.
Did not see that curveball.
Did not see that. That was a serious fucking curveball fight. Like, oh, Jesus
shit,
Christ.
That's right. We never told him the fucking real ending.
Jesus.
That's dark.
All right. 8 seed versus the 9 seed as Step Brothers moves on. 8 seed is one that I think maybe got a lot more. It's similar to Role Models where it's like overrated to underrated type of deal. Hot Rod. Hot Rod got a lot of late.
I've not seen it.
Truthfully, I've not seen it.
Hot Rod got a very late run. Have you seen Hot Rod over here?
Yep. I saw it in theaters. I haven't seen it since. So I feel like that doesn't even
matter. I feel like we might have to swap this out.
If it's this many people haven't seen it, I don't mind swapping it with
I'm a so-so Samberg guy.
Andy Samberg.
What was the 9 seed?
The 9 seed is Tropic Thunder.
I also have not seen that.
You actually haven't seen Tropic Thunder?
I haven't seen that.
Well, we've seen Tropic Thunder.
Yep. Rewatched that recently.
Yeah.
Well, Callum might be mine tonight, because I haven't rewatched that one in a while.
We could swap Hot Rod with something from the play-in game, or one of the play-in games. Let's swap it with, let's say, Dodgeball. How about that?
Oh,
Dodgeball 20th
Dodgeball
anniversary.
Dodgeball was in the play-in. So we'll swap it in for Dodgeball Hot Rod. So Dodgeball versus Tropic Thunder to go advance. Let's start with Eureka.
I would go Dodgeball just because I've seen it, but I've heard the allure that Tropic Thunder is better. So I will vote on Tropic Thunder blind, I guess.
You can abstain.
Yeah, I'll abstain then because I haven't seen it. But I do know that Tropic Thunder has like a lot of heat behind it.
I rewatched it recently. It holds up so well. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, you know, Tropic Thunder was always one of my I've probably only seen it 3 to 5 times, but
it's a significant amount of times.
It's a lot. Oh, dude. movies I like, I've seen 100 times. the I didn't like it as much as everyone else does. I like it. It's funny, but I don't have the love for it that everyone else does. I will rewatch it tonight. Maybe that changes, but I have rewatched Dodgeball recently, and that really fucking holds up. So I'm going Dodgeball.
One for Dodgeball, Tommy.
I'm going Tropic Thunder. I think even just like the story is better, like the making a move. I mean, Robert Downey Jr. in it, obviously incredible. The Tom Cruise like character is so funny. Robert Downey Jr. won an Oscar for that?
Or nominated. He lost to Heath Ledger.
That's crazy.
He was nominated for that?
Yeah. Get nominated for an Oscar in a comedy movie like that.
Nobody gets nominated for it. It almost makes you think they should have their own category.
Mm. Like they do Emmys and shit, like comedy.
Yeah. Why is there not? Why don't we respect comedy? Like,
I remember Michael Che after Joe Coy's bomb at the Oscars or Golden Globes had like, he's like, they don't respect comedy. Otherwise, fucking Eddie Murphy would have been nominated, although I forget he had a couple of names where he's like they would have been nominated for their comedies, not for their
dramas. Yeah,
actually do.
I'm going Tropic Thunder.
One for Tropic Thunder. 1-1 right now.
I like Tropic Thunder. I mean, I think it's a great movie, but in that little 3-year period, like 2006 to 2009, it's I don't think it holds up to the other juggernauts from that era. And Dodgeball is a fucking awesome movie. It's a hilarious. It's an amazing movie. I'm sticking with Dodgeball. I like Dodgeball a lot.
I saw Dodgeball in theaters. That's a fucking.
Did you?
Dodgeball is awesome.
I saw Dodgeball in theaters as well. Was probably way too young, but my brother took me to see it, and then I just like went in the backyard and remember being like, "All right, let's play dodgeball." And my brother's 12 years older than me, so he's like,
"All right, let's play dodgeball." Like,
White Goodman. I think
it is so good. Like, I rewatched Dodgeball very recently.
I have to rewatch
it. It holds up so. Ben Stiller's character. It might be the best Ben Stiller character in any movie.
Yeah.
Like Zoolander's obviously up there as well, but like then Nobody Makes Me Bleed My Own Blood. It's like one of the most quoted things from any of these movies.
You see $100,000. It's like, not as impressive as it seems in the movies. Yeah. It opens up the case.
So I gotta go. I feel the same way as Fights with Tropic Thunder. I like it, but I feel like I don't like it on the level that most people do.
Seems to be the majority feeling in this room.
True.
Yeah. I think if I were to vote,
I like it a lot.
I think Tom Cruise is hysterical in it. He's my favorite one of the movies.
Tom Cruise is unbelievable. And you ever hear like the story of that where he's like, he agreed to do the movie, but he's like, the only way I will do this cameo is if you let me have really giant fake prosthetic hands. He's like, that's the only way I'll do this. So they made these massive, like, hairy hands for him to wear as like the executive or whatever. And Matthew McConaughey, very funny in Tropic Thunder as well.
I don't remember him, man.
Wait, what is...
He's Ben Stiller's agent.
Oh yeah.
Throws the TiVo to save him at the end.
There's TiVo up to save him. There's so many funny scenes in that. And like even Robert Downey Jr. doing the full like black scent, all that stuff. It's like just hysterical. And the fact that they try to like cancel him like every like 5 years when they remember it is also very funny. But either way, Dodgeball gonna move on. Now we have the one seed versus our first play-in game. First play-in game options are first. Not chances of getting a vote, but I have to include it because people will crucify me. I don't add it because I think it's a hysterical movie. Hot Fuzz is very funny. Most of those English Simon Pegg movies are very funny. Just have to include it. Kung Pao, I added. That's a vanity pick by me. Kung Pao is, if you guys might have seen
Danny
it.
McBride?
Seen it.
Different movie. That's Foot Fist Away.
Kung Pao
is a very funny movie where Steve Odenkirk, he took a old kung fu movie and he superimposed himself into it. And it's like, it's overdubbed and it's very, very funny. Another one that got a lot of votes on Twitter and Instagram. People were talking about it. Grandma's Boy.
Very, 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 very funny.
This is the End.
Oh, that's...
I hated that should be the End the first time I watched it. Second time, I thought it was the funniest movie. I do that for movies sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first time I've ever done that.
Horrible Bosses.
Oh, good one.
Just classic. Bateman. Classic Bateman.
Speaking of classic Bateman... Game Night.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
One of the best movies of all time.
Yeah.
That's really
good. That's a plain movie for me.
So to take some of the vanity ones out, we'll do Grandma's Boy, This is the End, Horrible Bosses, or Game Night. Which one's getting through the chain? Let's start with you, Marty.
Oh, my God. That's brutal.
This is going up against our one seed, by the way.
Horrible Bosses became like a comfort watch for me, too. It's always on some cable channel. So I'm going to go Horrible Bosses.
One for Horrible Bosses.
This is really close for me between Game Night and This is the End. I love both of those movies, and I've rewatched both of them. Like Marty said, almost like comfort movies for me at this point. I think I'm going to go Game Night because This is the End gets a little crazy towards the end. Like once the fucking big CGI demon gets into the movie, I'm kind of over it.
I think that's why I didn't like it the first time.
Yeah.
This is the End falls off hard and fast.
Yeah.
So fast.
And, Game Night doesn't.
Everybody.
Kevin Hart dies in like 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Is that the one where they find out something's an alien?
The world's ending and they're all stuck at James.
If you don't know this is the end now, you're not going to know that.
Yeah. I'm going to go Game Night because I actually think Jonah Hill's in when it turns wrong.
That?
Yeah.
Turns into a demon.
Yeah.
He's got these. They're all stuck in the house together.
Yeah, I think I saw that one.
You would definitely know. If
Rihanna slaps Michael Cera after he slaps her ass?
No.
Still not? You're definitely not going to remember this, no.
Is this a power stance you're doing? Is this a new one?
I don't know. It's just comfortable.
Try something out.
I like it, to be honest. It's just, I've never seen
anyone do that. I'm going Game Night. I think Game Night's hysterical. I think it's actually well written. It's a fun mystery. Jesse Plemons, one of his greatest roles ever.
Yeah. The Frito-Lay line.
Possibly be profitable.
Yeah.
It's great.
So one for Horrible Bosses, one for Game Night.
This is the End is probably my third favorite comedy of all time. I think it's maybe one on a good day. Like the idea of the movie is so fucking awesome. How it's all these real people hanging out together. Like I was 17 seeing it. I was so excited. And I also think it's the best role, the funniest role by the funniest person to ever live. Danny McBride. Danny McBride and James Franco's fight over jerking off.
Yeah.
I think it's the funniest comedy scene ever.
And with Channing Tatum at the end.
And then he's literally fucking Channing Tatum.
Cameo.
Him and Danny McBride and James Franco's fight over jerking off, I think, is the funniest comedy scene of all time. It's obscene.
James Franco taking out that gun and being, I got it from Flyboys. That's like a dumb movie thing that just really made me laugh.
And James Franco is so funny in it. Jonah Hill, when he's fake nice, is so funny in it. Yeah. Danny
Jonah Hill fake niceness is so funny.
Danny McBride is he's my favorite. Oh my God, I love
it. It's funny because this entire episode is basically like Jonah Hill being like, these references are sick, bro. Like, that's the entire episode. It is.
The
Tanny. He's the best references. Yeah, his references are out of control. Everybody knows that.
Oh, so good.
The Tatum cameo in that, he's talked about that where he like basically agreed to do it drunk. And was like still drunk when they shot it. It was basically like he got a text like, hey, tomorrow morning, can you come do this? And he was like, yeah, fuck it, why not? And he's like, I saw it on screen. I was like, I probably should have done that.
Look at him too. Like, he commits. He like arches his ass up.
Yeah. So one each for This Is the End, Horrible Bosses, and Game Night. Tommy?
I'm like having a fucking crisis over here. I'm between Horrible Bosses, Game Night, and This Is the End. I mean, Bateman, obviously, I love Bateman. He's my favorite actor.
Your favorite actor?
Yes. I'd probably go Horrible Bosses over Game Night, but it's between Horrible Bosses and This Is the End is so funny. It's so funny. It's funny. As hard as I've laughed in a movie theater, the end does fall off a little bit, but those first two thirds are, like, even though I got to go This Is the End. Pains me to do that to my guy Bateman, but I got to go This Is the End.
I forgot how funny Colin Farrell and Kevin Spacey both are in Horrible Bosses. They are, like, for two very out-of-left-field roles for them, hysterical.
Yeah. Kevin Spacey's eerie in that.
Yeah.
And in real life. Yeah.
Farrell, when he's trimming the fat, is so funny. Yeah.
The guy in the wheelchair or something, right?
Yeah. He's rolling around. For me, it's between Horrible Bosses and Game Night. I love them both, but it's Horrible Bosses for Spacey, for Colin Farrell, Charlie Day,
Sudeikis,
Jennifer Aniston.
Got
a fun story about Horrible Bosses. I wasn't there, so it was the third party. K Marco, when it came out, K Marco went to see it in theaters opening night. Horrible Bosses, ended up sitting next to Gossip Girl.
Blake Lively?
Oh, but that show.
Guy. Penn Badgley.
Penn Badgley.
Oh.
And when Jennifer Aniston is in the tub and says, I fucked myself to Penn Badgley last night, he got up and left.
Oh my God.
What? What?
K Marco was like, I don't know if he knew the line was in it and just wanted to go hear her say it, or if he was offended by it. I don't know why he got up and left, but like,
weirdly enough, I feel that like Badgley's like offended by it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
He went by himself.
I don't remember. Obviously, it was so long ago. Keith was telling me about this on like G Chat when I think he was still living in New York. I was living in Boston.
Or like he just went to a different theater to see another showing.
Say
just
it again.
That's what we were talking about. We're like, maybe he just knew what was coming, just wanted to hear Jennifer Aniston say, I fucked myself to Penn Badgley last night.
She was so hot in that movie.
Honestly, I don't I don't think they know that their names are used in these movies until
that could
it comes
get out,
up.
Though.
Yeah.
Like, I even asked Glenn, Taylor Lautner if he knew about Entourage, all the references to him. He said, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, that's ruined everything for me. You would think you would know.
I have no idea.
I also Harbaugh boss's motherfucker Jones.
Motherfucker Jones. Oh. Damn, Jamie Foxx.
Motherfucking Jones is unreal.
Really good.
When Charlie Day saves Kevin Spacey's life. So the guy we're trying to kill was dying.
He saved his life. He's all hyped about it. You should have seen me out there.
Oh, fuck. So we're two for game night, two for Horrible Bosses, one for This Is the End.
Yeah, I'm irrelevant.
Two, This Is the End. Smoke someone, This Is the End, right?
Yeah, I want This Is the
End. Oh, you, sorry. So swap that for game night.
I think I'm irrelevant, but Grandma's Boy, the first time I saw that, was hysterical.
You weren't irrelevant until you picked Grandma's
Boy. Yeah, no. You could not have been more relevant until you made that pick.
It could have been a three-way tie, but
one of the ones where you're picking.
Grandma's Boy just came out.
Yeah, Grandma's Boy is one of the options.
Grandma's Boy came out at the wrong time for me, where, like, I was not a pothead kid, and it was one of those things that was just like the pothead kids obsessed over, and you're just like, fucking shut up about.
Oh, yeah. I watched it with a bunch of people who were high. I was not. But people thought it was some of the scenes where it's like, how did he see me?
The JP character is just so
good. He's really, really good. Swartzen, you know, never really like blew up, but he's good carrying this. Yeah. And then the other guy who's Sandler's boy.
Colin Covert, yeah.
Yes. Like, it was nice to see a guy like that carry a movie, and it was again, like, didn't think they were working with much, but it was really, really good.
Linda Cardellini, right? Was the love interest.
So Jonah Hill is also in it. He's sucking the boobs the whole
That's
time.
That's right. Yeah. Wow, good call.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill might be in the most of the movies that we
love. Yes. So it's going to come down to my vote. I think between the two of This Is the End and Horrible Bosses, I would pick Horrible Bosses. Just if you hadn't said Motherfucker Jones, it would have been much harder.
Happy for me.
I regret saying that now because I'm a This Is the End guy through and through.
Horrible Bosses. It is very funny. It is an
also
extremely
a pretty
funny.
Decent sequel. It's not as good as the first.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's a third?
No. Definitely two. I don't think three.
Two is good.
Yeah. It's funny enough
Chris
where
Pine
it's like
and
not
Christoph
a disappointment.
Waltz.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. He's like the son that of the Scion or whatever. Yeah. So Horrible Boss is going to go up against number one seed. Can you guys guess what it's going to be?
Superbad.
Superbad.
Yeah.
So Superbad versus Horrible Bosses. This feels like almost unfair, but start with you, Rico.
Superbad. Yeah. I mean, it's just
another Jonah Hill one.
I think it's super. Yeah, it's Jonah Hill. It's Superbad. It's that something about, like, you start your night out with no car like they did, or maybe they did, but you go to a party. And that's just high school. It's high school, like, so many nights like that of just being in the woods, trying to find booze, going somewhere, things get ravaged off, you end up somewhere, somebody ends somewhere else, comes back, tells a story, like the McLovin thing. I don't know, Superbad is just elite. Elite.
Some of the best, also one great outtake reel. If you've never seen the
so
reel for Superbad, it's laugh out loud funny. Fights?
Yeah, I was going to try and make an argument for Horrible Bosses, but don't overthink it, just throw.
Another for Superbad?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like. It's not going to be for me where it's like, oh, Superbad, just going to run through this bracket. I think it's great. It's not my number one, but it is better than Horrible Bosses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Two for Superbad or something, three for Superbad now.
Like, this makes me feel a lot better that this is going against. That This Is the End is going against Superbad because there's no This Is the End without Superbad, obviously. Also, Danny McBride in both movies, great cameo.
Danny McBride
in the background of the party scene.
You have to admit,
the
ending's one of the stupidest.
This
endings.
Is the end.
Yeah.
What do you mean? They go to heaven? Their Backstreet Boys are there?
That's a good part. Funny. We're not talking about that part.
The big demon.
You guys, in the past, you guys said you hated Jonah Hill. I said you love Jonah Hill as a demon. You said you like Channing Tatum and you like Backstreet Boys.
I never said any of that.
That's the last 20 minutes of the movie. That's the end of the movie.
Point balls.
Demon.
The demon's
what are we doing here? We didn't have to have that.
Yeah, what do you mean? It was the rapture.
Now. Yeah, you seem like you're going to turn into him.
I feel like people forget how much literally Superbad is engraved in our actual like language now.
Cultural lexicon. Yeah.
Like the one thing off the top of my head, like sitting alone like you're Steven Glansberg, like that's literally in every
that is
that's
crazy.
In the
that's
world's
like,
language.
Some people probably don't even know it's for like younger people.
Also I wonder
I heard that before I watched the movie.
Yeah.
Like the Steven
You guys could tell me wrong because I was 11 when I saw this. Like, you know how like the situation kind of popularized DTF down to fuck? Jonah Hill says it in Superbad.
Does he?
He says she's DTF. She's down to fuck P and V G. Seth is making a pubic salad. Her mom is making a pubic salad, and she needs Seth's own dressing. That's Superbad.
I kind of thought DTF was Jersey Shore.
So did I, but he says it's Superbad first.
Jesus.
She's DTF. She's down to fuck, man.
When did Superbad come out?
2007. Okay, so August 9th, 2007.
Wow. Almost the anniversary.
Yeah.
Because Glennie's birthday is August 11th, so he probably remembers.
Boom.
It's not that. Well, what Bob, autistic what Bob just said about what Bob just said about what movie did you say your mom was yelled at for?
Step Brothers.
Oh, that was for the record.
My dad. He was like, looks I was getting.
August 9th to that's insane.
Yeah. So we're four for Superbad, but Robbie.
Easy Superbad vote for me. I like Horrible Bosses. I think Superbad, what Glennie was talking about before, he's like, there's funny movies and then there's like the best movie. I think it's a perfect combination of both, mm-hmm. where it's hysterical, but it's also like a perfectly made movie. There's no, like not a scene in that movie wasted.
Mm-hmm.
What? 17th. It's a week early.
It's Superbad. It's also like Rico said, it's just like when it came out, well, so 2007, I was middle school, I guess. That's just like you, and when you grow up, you're like, "Yep, that was high school." It's just
I saw it right after high school. 07 was, I was 2 years out, so it was like perfect time to see it.
Hater and
Seth Rogen. High school, 2005.
Fastest kid alive.
Yeah, he's the fastest guy alive. Oh my god! Sorry, I blocked your cock.
In and around her mouth.
Yeah, and McLovin, like so the cultural lexicon thing that Glennie's saying.
Is, I gotta get a look at this warlock.
Yeah, I gotta catch him. Yeah. Also, once again, Joe Lotruglia.
Joe Lotruglia, yeah.
He's got MySpace. Or,
so
fucking funny.
Yeah.
I mean, he's very funny in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, too.
He's very funny in Brooklyn. That's an underrated sitcom. People don't talk about that, I know. But either way, Superbad's going to move on. Before we get to the second half of the bracket, let's talk about our other friends over at BetterHelp. The bracket is sponsored by BetterHelp. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. And even when we know what we need to make ourselves happy, it's hard to make time for it. When you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. BetterHelp was awesome. We used it over the course of COVID. I used it over the course of COVID. It's awesome. You don't have to physically go to a doctor anymore. It's awesome. Doing it all virtually, so much better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lights today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights. Thanks to our buddies over at BetterHelp. Now we have another one on the other side, a 6 versus 11 matchup that's very interesting. 6 is The Hangover. And this one was another tough one. I wasn't sure where to see.
I would have thought it was higher than
6.
I would have thought it was 2.
6 for The Hangover. And I think part of the reason I put it a little bit lower is the impact of Superbad is still very present. The impact of The Hangover, I don't think, is as...
I think masturbating on an airplane. For
I think how many bachelor parties are doing the the
Caesar,
wolf?
Did Caesar actually live here?
Just, I remember seeing the trailer for Hangover, and I go, "That's it! Like that's a hit.
It's the movie.
It was a hit." I was like, the day that movie comes out, I'm going to see it."
Yes, I saw that
back when comedies were unbelievable, and it's like The Run, and I was
what year was that?
'09.
Yeah, that was a good
great couple of years.
The Hangover comes out, I was like, I got.
I want to get autistic on you. I think it was like June 18th ish.
Yeah, I think it was June.
Might be June 18th, 2000, or June 21st. It might be June 21st.
Okay, you locking it in? You locking it in?
June 21st.
Hangover release date, June 5th, 2009.
Not even close. Oh, not even close. Pathetic. Yeah, you can cut that. Autistic.
Damn, I'm not autistic anymore. The Hangover is going up against the 11 seed Old School. Another one.
Ooh,
very
fuck.
Heavily replied with.
This is a first round matchup?
Yeah, it's a 6-11.
It's a
Final Four matchup.
Yeah.
Tough one.
Oh my God.
Old School, another very, very funny one. Start with you, Rico.
Can we petition to put Old School in the one that we've voided out in the 8-9 slot?
Dodgeball?
A little late.
Put Dodgeball in.
All right. Well, we didn't know the whole bracket. This is a Final Four-esque matchup. Like, I don't know. I think it's going to be The Hangover, but Old School, down the shore, we used to watch this all the time, and then the little lines like that people pick up on, like, don't look at the baby. Smile. Don't look at the baby. I'm worth $3 million that the government knows about. Yeah. Fuck, man. Old School is...
My boy Blue has been around.
Yeah, that's my boy Blue.
Do you want to hear a fun fact about $3.5 million that the government knows about? A few years ago, I was bored. I bought a Speaker City tank top and a Speaker City hat. Tweeted out a photo of me in the Speaker City hat, and I tweeted, "I'm worth $3.5 million that the government knows about." And if you type in on Google Glennie Paul's net worth, it comes up that it's $3.5 million.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that next.
Yeah. I'll do it right now.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I mean, Will Ferrell, this is before Will Ferrell, like, got to be where he was playing the character everywhere. This is when Will Ferrell, I think, is at his best. Like, it's a little cold out there, Frank.
Tranquilizer scene, very funny.
Tranquilizer, Sean William Scott, again. Shit. Yeah, I think it's The Hangover.
I'll never stop laughing when the fat guy does the flips. It always will make me laugh.
Yeah, Ari Gold has a great category. I think it's going to be The Hangover because Hangover was one of those movies that like reinvented the wheel. Like you hadn't seen anything like that, that speed. It was almost like it was playing downhill compared to everybody else. And it was just running faster than everybody. But Old School does not deserve to go out in the first round. But to me, it's The Hangover.
One for The Hangover fights.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I also haven't rewatched either of these in a while, but I do remember thinking that Old School of like that era of that comedy like is the fun like purely funniest one. Like there's you know, like Wedding Crashers are bigger, but that gets more comedy. I'm sorry, more romance. Like Old School is like I'm just gonna throw a fastball and I'm gonna throw it to you nonstop for an hour and a half.
See, I actually think The Hangover is like that. I think The Hangover has the...
But I was saying it at the time. Like, yes. Yeah. Like, at that time.
I actually think The Hangover doesn't have as much depth as Old School does.
The Hangover has, like, the mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think Hangover is, like, that high speed, we're going to try and run 100 and fucking up-tempo passing and go by you. I actually think Old School has more depth. I think there's funnier shit, like they keep re-gifting the thing. Yeah. Fucking different people that show up, the damn... You know what? Switch my fucking vote.
You going to Old School?
Yeah, I'm going Old School.
I think that's where I was going to go.
Same director, by the way.
Which is Todd Phillips?
They were
I didn't know he did Old School.
He shows up in the beginning of Old School. He's like, I'm here for the gangbang.
Not even close.
Oh, yeah. It's a very tight one for me, but I think I'm probably going to go Old School.
Doesn't Craig Kilborn say, like, well, we don't knock now?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many dry lines in there.
Two for Old School.
It's comfortably The Hangover for me. This is my number one. Yeah. I do, like, up until, like, when people would ask me, oh, what are your favorite movies? I would say, like, The Hangover and The Dark Knight. I think I have to stop answering that. 28 years old.
No, I think you got to keep it.
But The Hangover, saw it in the theaters with my friends. So fucking fun. Like, never laugh so hard. The trailer's great. The post-credit scene to the Flo Rida with all the outcuts.
So good.
Just so, I mean, Ken Jeong's unreal in it. Obviously, Zach Galifianakis.
Toodaloo, like, motherfucker!
Yeah. Like little Chinese nuts.
Yeah. When he pulls out his small rat coming out, I'm like, oh my God!
Fast as the cock test.
It does pass the cock test. As a man of my word, I gotta flip my vote. It's The Hangover.
Okay. Yeah, this is gonna be my number one. I always tell myself, first time ever go to Vegas, I'm gonna watch this on the flight. Did it. Paid off. Honestly, also.
That scene when they're pulling into Vegas and all the
Live
lights.
Your life?
Yeah. Live your life, I thought it's all the
good,
lights.
Yeah. It's good. Welcome to the good life, I thought.
Oh, it's Connie. It's definitely Connie.
I was gonna say, just unreal soundtrack.
Yeah.
Live your life is in it for sure. Live your life. Hey.
Is that when, no, it's not when Tyson shows up, right?
No. Even that's a great cameo.
Yeah. Even like when the song that
Rob Riggle is great in it.
The song they sing of like my best friend Doug and that song is fantastic.
Yeah, that's iconic. It's
yeah.
It probably would be a little less funny.
That's Hangover too.
Isn't it like but it's still
yeah, The Hangover is one where I like thinking of it, I haven't seen it in a while, I feel like it doesn't hold up.
Oh no, it does.
Does it?
Yeah.
I haven't rewatched in a long time. I'm in the same camp.
I think it holds up.
I'm going that it's The Hangover will have my vote every matchup. Yeah.
By the way, I was an idiot. It's In the Air Tonight was what was Tyson's song.
Yeah.
And punched in the face. So right now we are 2-1 in favor of The Hangover.
So, dude, my thing with Old School, I was not an Old School guy growing up. I think I was a little too young for it. Like, I had just missed when it came out. I think I watched for the first time in the last 5 years.
Same. Really?
It's
the same way.
It's also one of the shorter movies. It's like only an hour 20.
Yeah.
And it's fucking, I mean, it's.
Yeah, but like.
Jeremy Piven's hilarious.
Alicia Cuthbert.
Yeah.
Like that, Cuthbert. This is in like the.
It's so hot. It's
what's that other movie?
Girl Next Door.
Girl Next Door.
It's like peak Vince Vaughn, like earmuffs.
Earmuffs.
Vince Vaughn is very high up there for me. I love Vince Vaughn. But like I was main thing I was mentioning earlier, I always say this, I've told you this, Bob, 1,000 times. I think when we're talking comedies, there's like best comedies and funniest comedies. I think Superbad's the funniest comedy. I think Hangover's the best comedy. Hangover's just an unbelievable, amazing movie, and it's just so fucking goddamn funny. It's The Hangover by a billion. I love The Hangover.
3 for The Hangover.
It's easily The Hangover for me. I liked Old School when I watched it, but like I wasn't like blown away. I watched it in the last probably 2 or 3 years for the first time. Hangover, just like Step Brothers, I've rewatched those two more than any other comedy. I was Alan from The Hangover for Halloween when I was in seventh.
Everyone was at one point.
I was Alan.
Yep.
I did a good Alan.
I got second place in the costume contest. I also got banned from Xbox Live for putting a quote from The Hangover as my bio, which was Rain Man practically bankrupt a casino, and he was a retard.
Yep.
Yep. I forgot about that one.
Banned me from Xbox Live, yeah.
You know who's also a very underrated character in Hangover? Eddie.
Oh, Eddie's great. Brian Callen, yeah.
Brian, he's also hilarious as Samir in Hangover.
Bring him back in the second.
I love Reddy.
In the same exact role, yeah.
He was Samir. Different guy.
Who was his? Oh, it was Heather Graham. I was trying to remember who the girl was.
Yeah, Heather Graham.
Girl, yeah.
He's great in it. The Hangover's just one.
It's Hangover. I'm Hangover 2. Hangover 2 was also fantastic.
Pretty funny.
Like, yeah. They keep going.
So we only took my dad. We went to see Hangover 2 and took my dad, and he was like, do I need to see the first one? Like, absolutely not. Like, yes, you should watch it eventually, but you don't. And the whole time, he just kept being like, what's with the thumb? What's with the finger? When they took the finger, when the guy loses his finger, he's like, what's with the finger like that? You got to go with it. Like,
they were actually both on this weekend, and I was watching Hangover 2 this weekend. The whole idea of Alan hating Teddy because he's infiltrating the trip is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Even where they visit Alan and Fenn, they bring in he's done with his food and he just goes, mother, Oreo smoothie now.
Yeah,
I thought like Galifianakis was seriously gonna be like the biggest movie star.
Yeah. I thought three had some funny parts though.
Three had some funny parts.
He's like, what the fuck's wrong with these chickens? It's like they love
for
cocaine.
A movie, for the third like a trilogy, like for the third movie
for a third one, much
that
less
stupid of a movie was really good.
Yeah.
If you take it with all the other one.
A grain of salt.
Galifianakis had a couple other good, like Due Date got shit on. I thought Due Date was pretty
funny.
Due
Date is great.
Due Date. Due Date got shit on.
Due Date.
I liked it.
I thought he loved it. People were obsessed with it. The campaign he was in, Will Ferrell.
Great. Campaign was great.
He's very good.
That honestly would be up there for me. The campaign is great.
Yeah, what's the one with Paul Rudd, Dinner for Schmucks? I think he was funny in that.
Dinner for Schmucks is funny.
He's people dumped
like
on that too.
For Schmucks as well, yeah.
There's a scene where Paul, not Paul, it's Steve Carell. He's just like depressed in that movie, and you would think he walks out to look over a lake, but he walks knee deep into the lake, just like look out at it. It's so funny.
He's funny in that. So the Hangover's going to move on comfortably. Now we have the 3 seed versus the 14th 3 seed. You want to talk about cultural lexicon? This might be the number one out of the entirety of all of them, and it's Borat.
Oh man.
You want to talk about cultural.
Nice.
Dude, nobody, no movie I think has ever been quoted more in schools.
Not.
Ever in history.
Not, yeah.
Than Borat.
This is my name, Julian Tuliagbay. He is asshole.
Holy shit.
My ass.
The whole fucking thing.
Yeah, wow.
The dance, like all that shit, dude. Oh, it's crazy.
We went to see it in the theaters in college. It was fucking unbelievable.
And that's going up against number 14 seed, Wedding Crashers. Another really, really tough one.
Oh,
this is going to be a real tough matchup. So start with you, Marty.
Staying true to myself, my roommate, one of my best friends, loved Borat, and I refused to watch it. I've never watched it.
Really?
Never seen Borat. You should watch it.
It's really fucking funny.
You should watch it. It's amazing.
So
I heard it's amazing, obviously.
Why? He just
quoted it nonstop, and I was like, you know what? I'm not watching.
That was me with the Cat Williams special. I was way late on the Cat Williams special, and everybody just kept doing every line. Like, why are you talking to me? So like, it was like,
and I'm like, you know what? I'm not watching. Because he kept saying Betty Nice.
Somebody was like, did you ever see it? I'm like, nope, but I heard it. Like, what do you mean? I'm like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, like, I know everything about Borat. I know the sayings. I've seen the clips, but I just have never seen the full movie, but I also love Wedding Crashers. Like, that's just such a good idea of how and the way they executed it. That's a fantastic movie. That's a 14 seed.
By rule, you should abstain, though, correct?
No, I'm Wedding Crashers.
I think you might have.
No, he loves Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, I love Wedding Crashers.
You already loved one of them, maybe.
And I also, like, honestly, that Borat stuff's not my humor anyway. It's probably funny, but I probably like it, but it's usually not.
Robbie Fox.
This is tough. I really like Wedding Crashers, but I think I got to go Borat. I remember I used to, like, when my brother still lived at home with my mom, we all lived at home, I would have, like, sleepovers in my brother's room where I would be like, if I slept over, he'd get to watch a rated R movie. Show me The Matrix for the first time. Showed me Die Hard for the first time. And when I got old enough, it was like, all right, let me show you Borat. And I had heard so much about it from everyone in my family that I was like, this is a moment. And it, like, I was crying laughing the entire runtime. There's the scene where they go and, like, stay with the Jewish family.
Yeah.
And they're terrified of them. And then the bug crawls in their room. And they're like, oh, the Jew has cleverly shapeshifted into a bug.
Their shapes.
It's insane, yeah, I mean, like,
human. Also, the huge... Like,
like points for Borat is the fact that it's like all real shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, crazy.
I didn't know that at like Borat, like when he goes to these families, like they don't know, like they think he's a Kazakhstan documentary.
Yeah. What?
They don't, it's not like a fully scripted movie.
Oh, I thought it was a fully scripted
movie. No, which is like major points for it to be that funny, like on the fly.
There's like four or five scripted scenes in the movie, like everything with Pamela Anderson in the movie.
Right.
Yeah. But like the fact that, yeah, a lot of it's like Impractical Joker style, like hidden
camera. Yeah. It's wild.
It's
was
crazy.
He in? I don't know anything about that guy.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
The Dictator.
Dictator. Bruno.
Yeah.
Boring. What was his
Ollie
old show?
Ollie G.
Ollie G is my favorite character he had.
Ollie G was, that was one, that was my introduction to Sacha Baron Cohen, and it was still like, he was this British guy, and I was young enough where I was like, I don't, is he a character? Like, do the people he's interviewing, do they get it? It was one of those, like, it was basically like opened up a whole new genre to me, which I'm kind of like, well, I guess this is actually, you just turned you on to it, but I'm not typically a fan of that.
Like the hidden camera, like
I'm not. Like that actually like freaks me out.
Like I think I
prefer that.
When everyone knows the joke and like it's scripted, that's my favorite kind. But the Borat was different. Borat still
movie.
It still got me. Even from it's not my typical.
When he's drying his balls off with the fucking hair dryer, and he's like,
the naked
throwing 100 the whole time. He's chasing the chickens. Like Borat, as good as Wedding Crashers was, like he's throwing 100 and you just can't hit it.
Right now we're 1-1, Glenny.
I feel the same way as Marty on kind of his fights. I not really my style. I've seen it a few times. It's obviously funny, but Wedding Crashers is up there with me for like the best. What is it? Frat Pack movies. I mean, you like Vince Vaughn.
I never heard that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, like Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson, like Paul Rudd, all those jazz. But thinking about, I mean, right off the top of my head, for me, Wedding Crashers ages like fine wine. I didn't really like it growing up. Now I like it a lot more. Like, I used to think it got a little slow once they get to the house. Because the first 20 minutes is just insane when they're going to the wedding. It's fucking awesome. Yeah. And they're just mixing up with all the different cultures at the wedding.
When they're playing Shout and like and Shout. The boobies coming out.
Yeah. Then he said jabroni.
Yeah.
Like, then they're like, oh, so many wedding quotes immediately. Like,
Ma, the
he's trying to talking about Vince trying to talk about the Yankees and Vince Vaughn is just so fucking funny. Then once they get to the house, you got all of Vince Vaughn.
I like when Vince Vaughn's teaching him how to eat the cake, and no, you got to get a little more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vince Vaughn on tilt. Like,
are they built for speed or comfort? That painting was a gift, Todd.
Yep.
And then the one thing I always think about, which I didn't see Wedding Crashers in the theater. I was like 8 years old, but they saw. I always read this. They somehow kept in the wraps that Will Ferrell was in it.
Yeah.
And then to not know that cameo was coming, and then that character.
I'm here to help.
On August 21st,
we have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
I mean,
unbelievable.
It's Hall of Fame stuff.
That was like an Avengers cameo.
It's Hall of Fame.
In the basement with the nunchucks.
It's Hall of Fame stuff. You didn't realize that was nunchucked you.
It's one of my favorite Christopher Walken roles. I think he's so funny.
Yeah.
It's crap.
One grandma.
Generations of large family breeding.
Also, Isla Fisher's great. That's an amazing guest.
Very good in that.
I'm probably due for a rewatch of Wedding Crashers. It's been a while. I think I maybe have only seen it once. But I got to go Borat. Borat got a little soured for me because I fucking hated Borat 2. I thought Borat 2 sucked. But Borat, it's just, I mean, the quotability of it and like, I do like the fact that it's like hidden cameras. Like, I think that makes it so much more impressive and like,
more impressive, honestly?
Yeah. Like, you could script the funny things in the world, but to like blend it, like, nothing's as funny as like raw reactions.
I think it's harder to script something funny than to just like surprise someone that doesn't know they're on a show.
We're Practical Jokers guys, though.
Yeah. No, I forgot. I forgot.
But I agree with you, but it is like, because I'm like, when I watch that, I'm like, well, they just did it with 50 different people.
Yeah.
And this is
this was the best one. You're saying?
Like, yeah. It's just the difference.
I'm saying it's more impressive, maybe like for the actor himself.
Yeah.
Like, as opposed to just knowing the lines, like having to improv and like, yeah, to stay in character.
And your every take needs to be perfect,
right?
That could be the take where they get the best reaction.
Yeah,
I get both sides.
I'm gonna go.
You think they shot all those things 50 times?
No. But I'm just saying, like,
probably some they did. Like, some they probably shot like 10 different ways.
Like, I know, like, the when they get in the RV with the kids, with the University of Southern Carolina kids, they were like, all those kids were just shit-facing. Like, I think they ended up suing the movie because they were like, we were drunk when we signed that contract. Like,
yeah.
You got us drunk. And I'm always like, that kind of cheapens it a little bit. Like, I don't know, whatever. But I really liked Borat.
But I also think you can watch Borat, as many people probably did, not knowing that's how it was shot.
Right.
And it would still be, like, very funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm going Borat.
2-2 fights.
This is another one I shouldn't overthink. I'm not gonna, so I'm just gonna tell you Wedding Crashers. But I did see Borat. If I had to give, we're guessing opening dates. Borat came out November 06, fall 06 for sure, because I saw it in Burlington, Vermont.
Came back from college, I would say 06.
Yeah, and it was a...
November 2006, November 3rd.
Ah, nice.
It
was Wedding Crashers then. Wedding Crashers was, hold on, was...
04, I believe.
Yeah, I want to say like June 04?
Not 04.
05.
July 20, 2005. That was the least impressive of this. All of these guys. not to.
Rico is the worst. He had no idea.
I saw it in a theater. I was at St. Mike's at the time, and I saw it in a packed theater, and it was raucous. Like everyone's just trying. Borat.
Yeah.
It was really, really, really funny. It did like open up a new genre to me where I was like, oh, that stuff can be funny. I think I've already said this once. I'll say it again. I think I'm going to rewatch that tonight because I think I've probably only seen that one. That's probably in my 3-5 range. I think tonight's going to be a Borat night.
So right now we are 3-2 in favor of Wedding Crashers over Borat.
Yeah, I'm going to tie it up. I saw both of these movies. I saw both of them in theaters. I fucking stood for Wedding Crashers. They overbooked the theater. Stood for the fucking movie. That's how much you had to see this movie. You had to see Wedding Crashers when it was coming out. Such hype. Will Ferrell, I guess nobody knew. You're right. Nobody knew it was coming out. But Borat was just different. It was different. It was like watching a different movie and a different type of comedy. I think Borat, just for the significance, like Borat, it's Borat. And Wedding Crashers I love, but it's Borat.
All right, so we're tied up. Is Stanko still in the room, or Stanko leave for the meeting? No Stanko, so it's up to you guys. Is it David and me in there?
Oh, these are younglings.
I also judge more.
Borat from the crew. Pulling it full up. We got Borat. He's going to get the winning vote and move on.
What I say about that? Very nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Borat's going to move on. Now we have...
pee-pee touch,
right? See, the amount of times I've heard this, I'm like, fuck this.
Honestly, I don't play.
I don't think you're ever going to get it like organic.
You got to watch. You got to watch.
No, but I think I need some on it.
I need some time. I need now like more time.
Yeah.
Just like reset
it.
Yeah. Since Marty's heard of Borat.
Now we have the 7 seed versus the 10 seed. The 7 seed is 40-year-old virgin. Another one.
Okay.
Lots of play. Tons and tons of play. And that's going up against number 10 seed. Another very super quotable one with Steve Carell in it. Anchorman. Anchorman, another one that got quoted a shit ton.
I'll let you know, if there's one movie not in this, I will never do the bracket again.
Well, you might have missed some at the beginning.
You missed a whole. Say,
I think you might have.
You missed the full missed first half.
The one that you're talking about get mentioned.
Not That's My Boy.
No, not okay, that
that's
one.
That's My Boy not make any of the lists?
What is it, Marty?
The Other Guys.
Okay, so
that's going to be on.
Wait for that.
Just making sure, because I would have never done it again.
Yeah. So, 40-year-old virgin versus Anchorman, starting with you, Rico.
Tough.
Very tough.
Nah, you guys are overthinking.
This is easy.
Yeah, I think this is easy.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even know which.
I think it's a blowout.
I think it's a blowout.
I think I'm going 40-year-old virgin. Because Will Ferrell then became Ron Burgundy, this Ron Burgundy character, and that's
been annoying.
Irritated me. The movie itself is good. He doesn't need to play the guy everywhere 20 years later. He doesn't need
he
to.
He just did it at the Tom Brady roast. Where else he do it?
I think he has a podcast.
They've done like a few things with it. Yeah, it's pretty
annoying. I mean, he definitely he did add Ron Burgundy.
This was when like Ferrell became Ferrell as a character, and it got a little sour. I think on the surface, it's probably Anchorman, but I'm going to go 40-year-old virgin.
One for 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah, is Anchorman. Anchorman was the one. Anchorman's gonna be tough. I've done a rewatch of Anchorman and Anchorman 2 recently, which I think now I hated when I first saw it. I think super underrated now. I think Anchorman 2 is still very.
Funny. I hated Anchorman.
I watched
like
it
when they started throwing out like the fight in the park or whatever. I was like, all right.
I thought the fight was the fight.
I know, but for some reason, it doesn't feel as ridiculous anymore.
I thought the fight at the end of Taken Bread 2 when they were like, is that the ghost of Stonewall Jackson?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It is. I think the fact that it's like Kanye and Drake kind of takes you out a little bit. But yeah, Anchorman 1 is the one.
Anchorman 1, 1-1 right now.
Yeah, it's Anchorman. A little 40-year-old virgin story as we're sharing nuggets. I was watching an interview with Judd Apatow, and he said his favorite I think he said his favorite scene he's ever written was just the opening of 40-Year-Old Virgin when he's struggling to pee with the boner.
Yeah.
He was like, I just think it's such a relatable thing. It is great. The Bags of Sand is obviously great. But yeah, Anchor. Well, I think
Kevin Hart in the fucking video store.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a great scene.
That, yes. The one where he flips out about fucking, if I got to watch this Michael Bolton thing or Michael McDonald one more time.
He's in big words, so I'm taking his disrespect.
you know how I know you're gay? That whole back and forth is brought in Rogan, yeah.
So, I think if I had to pick a character that's made me the laugh the most in any movie, it might be Brooke Tamlin. Might be Steve Carell in Anchorman. It's so, I love Lamp. I mean, all the just random things he would say. Again, it gets a little sour because I didn't love Anchorman 2. I also don't love the end of Anchorman. I just realized
Anchorman
Anchorman
turns into a little bit of a rom-com.
I realize I don't like the conflict stages of comedies. Like, I wish they could just be funny the whole time. Like, I don't like at the end, like, when they get a little serious and it's conflict. Like, just keep being fucking funny. I don't need a plot.
I do hate waiting for the conflict.
Yeah.
I know, like, it's coming. Know it's get coming. Over. Yeah.
It's like it's going to get a little like less funny. It's like that. I don't really care for that. I didn't love how they did it in Anchorman. Like, I don't know, when he goes off on his own and like I don't
once
care.
Once I've seen
that.
The movie, I'll not all the time, but I will stop watching once he has the conflict.
No. Yeah.
All right, I'll put it in another conflict.
The conflict is overrated. so I'm gonna, but I'll still go with Anchorman.
Two for Anchorman, one for 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I'm not really the biggest fan of either of these movies. I'm going to go Anchorman, I guess.
You're
Anchorman.
Disgusting.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, Glenny is genuinely offended.
What seed are these? 7 and 10?
This is 7 and 10.
Old school's better than both of these.
Yeah.
Fact.
I'm not even in debate.
I disagree.
All right. What if we do this?
I think Anchorman's better.
I think
better
both
than
of these are better than Old School.
Yeah.
Rico's just trying to change the game. Yeah. Let's take the one we didn't
take
like
the Old School versus both of these. Do you take Old School?
Anchorman.
No. I think Anchorman.
You take Anchorman. You're on Old School. Got two votes.
I'm not an Anchorman guy or a 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Is that mine?
Anchorman.
That you're drinking?
No, I ordered Wendy's too.
You sure?
Positive.
You left that right there.
You want to see my Uber Eats?
There's a
order?
Wendy's Coke left right that exact
Dr.
thing.
Pepper.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. Fair.
Robbie Fox
could be lying.
I'm not a huge Anchorman guy, but I also haven't seen it in so long. I remember it actually scarred me seeing it in theaters. Another movie that my brother shouldn't have taken me to. I was like 6. But when Jack Black kicks the dog.
Oh, yeah.
I really didn't like that or find it funny at all. I was like.
I thought it was really fucking funny.
Now watching it, of course, it's like the fakest dog of all time. So it's very funny. But like, I was just like, oh, yeah, that movie wasn't funny. That had a disturbing ending. Like, I really didn't like that. I love the 40-Year-Old Virgin, and I find it super rewatchable. I mean, I'm a nerd, so the scenes with him in his apartment with the action figures and the mint condition and all that shit, hysterical.
You know what was really funny? It was the scene where he's like takes the daughter to sex ed, and like the little kid's like, "Yeah, I fucked so many girls," and he's like, "You go to Temple, John." Like,
the dating scene is so funny, where like the girl's boob falls out of her shirt. Dang, the ending is so funny.
Yeah,
finally has sex.
We have
spoilers.
So we're 3-2 in favor of Anchorman.
Definitely. The 40-Year-Old Virgin's funny. I think it's funny. I don't think I'm like dying laughing at it all the time.
If we're talking iconic trailers, him getting his wax. Like sticks.
Yeah. Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson, yeah.
Yep. So Anchorman's move on. Now we're going to do our second chain game to go up against our number 2 seed. The options are Pineapple Express. Very funny movie.
Never seen it.
Super Troopers, which is a little to me too indie. Talladega Nights. I Love You, Man.
Oh,
very funny. We talked about it a little bit before, Rob Fox. Pop Star Never Stop Poppin', which you talked about, which is very funny, but not enough people have seen it. Very funny.
I could hear that.
Walk Hard, The Dewey Cox Story, The Nice Guys, and Zoolander.
Fuck.
So to run them through again, and Marty, you're going to start first on this chain in the game.
Have we said the 2 seed yet?
We haven't said it yet.
It's going to be the other guys.
It's the other guys. Pineapple
Smoked.
Pineapple Express, Super Troopers, Talladega Nights, I Love You, Man, Pop Star.
Never seen the other guys.
Never seen the other guys.
Is this a bit?
Not a bit. Never seen it.
It's the best movie of all time.
Yeah? Really? Who is it again? It's Will Ferrell and who?
Mark Wahlberg. We'll talk about when it comes up.
All right.
Mendez.
Yeah, save it.
Unbelievable.
Save it when we get there. So again, Pineapple Express, Super Troopers, Talladega Nights, I Love You, Man, Pop Star, Walk Hard, The Nice Guys, or Zoolander. Marty.
Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights gets it.
I love Talladega Nights. It's so the kids in that's so funny.
It's called like Spider Monkey.
Yeah, drinking Mountain Dew all the time. And
I'm tough on Mountain Dew.
So funny, and it's just so ridiculous. But like, I really am interested in him becoming like the best NASCAR driver.
Good Sacha Baron Cohen role too.
Yeah,
the villain is so fucking funny.
Really thin pancakes.
One for Talladega Nights, Bob.
This is between Talladega Nights and I Love You, Man for me. They're like truly two of my favorite comedies. I think I'm going to lean I Love You, Man, though. The Lou Ferrigno subplot in that movie, the Rush subplot in that movie. I just love Paul Rudd, too. Paul Rudd's one of my favorite actors. I'll go I Love You, Man.
I Love You, Man.
This is by far Pineapple Express for me. I mean, I thought we were saying earlier, I think when he's in a comedic role, James Franco is one of the funniest people out there. Respectfully, James Franco. And as I previously said, Danny McBride, I think, is the funniest guy on the planet. And Red, I mean,
Red's really good.
I mean, I mean, Red is
one of the best like fight scenes in any comedy.
And Red is just, yeah, I think he's up there. He's almost as funny as Danny McBride himself. And this is the end.
Yeah.
The fact that they won't die in that movie. It's such a good bit.
So funny.
Nice to use
the beginning of that movie with Bill Hader, so good, too. It's just so funny.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, Craig Robinson's fucking awesome in it. I love Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Pineapple Express. It's just one of those that slipped through the cracks. I've seen parts of it at like a friend's house. I've never watched it in full, and I just really hate like stoner humor, and I guess it's probably not that the whole movie, but I've just kind of been like, you know, I don't want to fucking watch these potheads the whole movie.
I like how
it is that the whole movie.
It is that.
I don't even smoke.
Not being
favorite.
High, and I was like, that's ain't for me.
I don't really love any of these options. I'm gonna throw in The Campaign.
Campaign.
I just watched that two nights ago.
Will Ferrell, Zach Galifianakis.
Great,
it's a good
great
movie.
Yeah.
Can we throw in That's My Boy?
You can throw in That's My Boy if you want.
Switch it up.
I'm voting for The Campaign.
Actually, if That's My Boy versus other guys, I'll literally, for YouTube, K myself.
Yeah. All right, well, throw both. The Campaign and That's My Boy are both on the board. You guys want that?
That's My Boy's in. I'm putting That's My Boy in there.
It's worth the playing.
It's really one of the worst movies ever made.
Dude, that is so
yeah, what do you
this is the Adam Sandler, Andy Samberg.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. No, it's you don't question it. It's That's What
I mean, I've seen it, but I
when did it? There's so many things that so he funny. Says that is so
Yeah, it's a could be a horrible movie.
My backyard.
It could be funny.
Let's lose the time. Hit some dingers.
5 minutes of it when it came out.
You're a loser.
You are a loser. What, you don't like?
You're rolling around saying you hate Nickelback. Yeah,
you must hate.
Loser.
You must hate Tom Brady then too. Then
I actually.
I'm a scruff.
I kind of what you're like with Will Ferrell. I recently got out of a phase of that with Adam Sandler, where I kind of just with the Sandman, like he had that run where it's all the Netflix movies, and I was kind of like, he's just doing the character. And I've been rewatching all of those recently, and I love
them. So good.
I just watched Murder Mystery and Murder Mystery 2. Unbelievable.
No, those are the same thing. Those are fantastic.
Great movie.
Yeah, really good.
Great movies. The do-over is really fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like, I
just go with it.
It was, yeah, just go with it.
Oh, like, yeah.
I kind of just had that thing with Adam Sandler, and probably in the last 3 months, I started watching all those for the first time. I'm like, these are unbelievable.
There's definitely some he could have left.
Yeah. Yeah.
But still.
Jack and Julie could have not.
Ridiculous.
It was tough.
Yeah.
I actually,
Nikki, that was
I'm
bad.
Switching my vote from The Campaign to another movie I haven't mentioned. I'm a little disappointed. Ted.
Oh, yeah.
Ted's
a good movie.
Ted and holds up. I've watched that.
Yeah. Great Ted definitely holds up.
Yeah. I'm voting for Ted.
The bracket.
Wait, let's all do this together. So what are we doing? We think of Ted. That's my boy.
Ted, that's my boy.
I mean, basically, this is just pick any movie that hasn't been mentioned.
Whichever gets the most momentum right now is
going
to go into.
I'm going Ted.
If Ted hasn't been mentioned, I'm with Ted.
Are we with Ted? So we're two for.
That's my boy.
I will take Ted to. Ooh, that's my boy.
That's my boy.
Don't compare That's My Boy and Ted Glenn.
Donnie Berger comes in here using a fake name. You go with
it. Can we do a group watch of That's My Boy?
Really?
So you guys can really, with you have to go in with a clear head.
Yes.
Clear head.
I'd love that.
I'd do it.
We have to do it one night, and we do a full review on it. Have clear head not saying it's the worst movie.
Yeah, it's so dumb. It's so funny. This was on in the firehouse one day. I came in like night throwing guys up.
It's so stupid. It's the hardest I've ever seen my father laugh in his life when the fat guy wins the marathon. Tubby Took wins the marathon.
It's even funnier. Like, you ever watch what's that show with the family on NBC? It's like it's the Huber.
This Is Us.
Oh, I'll give
us?
Another
this
one.
This Is Us.
Yeah.
The dad, everyone loves him.
Milo Ventimiglia.
Yeah, who's just like having incest in That's My Boy. Like, it's the funniest thing.
Incest really.
I'll give another honorable mention. Did this make the list? Good Boys.
Boys didn't. That's a more recent one.
That's
pretty funny.
That's very funny.
It's good.
Yeah. You just like when people aren't supposed to say what they're supposed to say.
Like, no, I thought Good Boys was funny.
You know what? I'll join you guys in Ted.
Ted?
I'm going Ted.
Ted?
Ted. Talladega Nights is really, really, really funny. Talladega Nights, I almost honorably want to vote for because if I'm going to guess when that one came out, that's summer 06. Because...
Ted?
No. Talladega Nights.
5 minutes he's been talking about Talladega Nights.
August 4th, 2006.
Ted was... Hold on.
But...
Give me a second.
Oh, well, December of 06, I had an appendectomy.
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Cost less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.
And my buddy came over and watched Talladega Nights, and we had to turn it off because I ripped a stitch in my appendectomy scar. I couldn't keep watching the movie.
Oh, my God.
But then I want to say The Nice Guys because I feel like Gosling needs a little play on here. And The Nice Guys is an unbelievable movie. It probably is.
Better movie than comedy, probably.
Yeah, that's the correct problem. It's too good. But if we're doing Ted, I believe
Ted was June 29th, 2012.
Glenn needs to add one more.
June 29th, 2012.
Whoa!
Oh! There we go. I went to the Subaru dealer with my mom and cousin Gabby that day. And then we went to go see Ted. And the next day, I went to the Yankee game and Hiroki Kuroda pitched against the White Sox.
we did just converse down here. I got to throw one more in the mix. Semi-pro.
Ooh, yeah, that's good. That's tough,
but it's not on the level of a lot of these, I think.
I'm going to stick with Ted, though, but I just wanted to throw semi-pro out there.
I feel like that Will Ferrell era, that was kind of his mid.
Oh, no.
I love semi-pro.
I sort of think it was.
Yeah, let's stick to Ted.
I would vote that's my boy. I think Ted's
fighting a bear at halftime's funny, Bob.
It was funny, but like,
very good.
Strikeouts for making some class.
I don't know, but I know he pitched. He might have had 11 or 13.
He had 11 strikeouts.
He pitched on, was it like 8 innings?
What was the final score?
It's like 3-1?
4-0. 4-0.
Yeah, 3. Yeah, it was a gem by Hurley.
That was an incredible sequence. Are we agreeing Ted going in against?
Yeah, just put Ted in. Yeah. That's fine.
So Ted versus the other guys.
Wahlberg.
It's a Wahlberg off.
Yeah.
I got to abstain. I've seen Ted maybe once or twice, but I've never seen the other guys.
Never seen the other guys?
I've seen it.
That's unbelievable.
I swear to God, if it gets, I will lose my mind.
Ted's great. Giovanni Ribisi's unbelievable in it. It's the other guys.
The other guys a million times.
Ted is another movie where I hate the conflict. I hate when the creepy guy stealing the bear. It's like, come on. Let Ted keep being Ted.
It is weird, but for some reason that conflict, I like it. Me and my buddy used to do it when we lived together in Boston, and we would just try and like beat the other person to the living room and do the Giovanni Ribisi dance. Like when he's got the juice box. And
the Sons of the Lamb
came
song.
Home, yeah. We'd want to be like... What are you doing, dude?
Now, that's awesome. I like that.
Fellas moment right there.
Might start doing that with Rhea.
Tommy?
Yeah, it's the other guys. I mean, the plot of him being married to Eva Mendes, Mark Wahlberg not being able to believe it. The Arnie Palmi alert.
Oh my God.
I went to high school with this kid who could recite the entire Tuna vs. Lion movie scene. And like, we didn't like him that much other than that. But we were like once a week, be like, do the Tuna vs. Lion scene right now.
You need a friend in the group like that.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in the friend group. We're at high school.
Aim for the bushes too. Like that is an opening sequence.
Start off a movie big. Like that is
with the Foo Fighters in the background.
Yeah. There wasn't even any bushes. There was, it just jumps to 9 stories.
Close my eyes.
Glenny.
I gotta say, I did not know the other guys was like this highly regarded in the realm of comedy. This is fucking insane.
You're crazy.
Like, ahead of like Wedding Crashers and Old School. Oh, yeah. Like, that, like that's. I'm going Ted here by a very fair margin.
Wow.
I totally forgot Ted. Ted's fucking hilarious. I mean, we're talking about innovative movies. We're talking about a fucking bear that bangs hookers. It's an awesome movie.
Very innovative.
Wahlberg's hilarious. I mean, Seth MacFarlane, great talk, great job. Mila Kunis, fantastic. Patrick Warburton, so
he's very fit. Him and Ryan Reynolds.
Got Flash Gordon back.
My bad, I was sending a tweet. Amazing quote.
I quote that all the time.
that's as iconic as it gets.
Yeah, so fun.
I'm going Ted. It's my buddy Johnny, not the lobster, the guy running it. Amazing.
Ted. 3-1 in favor of the other guys.
Easy Ted vote for me.
Ooh.
I love the other guys, but Ted, one of my favorite comedies ever. I love Ted 2 as well. I think both movies are so funny.
Star Wars moment in Ted 2.
They have such funny moments throughout both of them. The Thunder Buddy scene. The scene in 2 where he gets covered in cum at this sperm donation spot. So good. I love Ted.
Big time trailer movie, too.
Yes.
Also, that trailer was like, whoa.
Unbelievably good series based on like what I thought it would be. Seeing the trailer, I was kind of like, oh no, like, is
the
Ted
Peacock
gonna,
show?
Yeah, I was like, is Ted gonna like become like cheesy and kind of like PG? And the show was awesome.
I gotta watch
it. I gotta add that to my things to watch. I watched the first episode and forgot to watch it.
The other guys is the best comedy. It's my favorite comedy. You will not catch me. Anytime I see any of my friends from college, we have to say, how's your wife? She's dead. Attaboy.
Yep. Every
time. That was Zach
it's
Woods.
One of the most smallest lines in there when he's just walking. How's your wife? She's dead. Attaboy. It's so funny.
And that was fucking Zach Woods, that character.
Yeah,
that character.
Yeah.
Dude, and Michael Keaton.
Keaton, dude.
Keaton's oh, my.
Bisexual I actually, son. Just last night, I realized I have a real Keaton thing. I don't know what it is. I, like, it's... Because so like very very regularly, one of my like going to bed shows will either be Dope Sick, Worth, or Spotlight, and
dark movies and shows to go to
really
sleep,
dark bedtime stuff.
Yeah.
I just love Michael Keaton,
yeah.
and I realized it last night because I watched it. I believe it was you. It was one
Knox
of
goes
else.
Away.
Not, I loved it.
Is this like it. I thought it was so boring.
Batman, John.
I never seen the Batman.
About the founder.
Never
seen the Batman.
Founder. I thought
founder
I could
love the founder.
Yeah.
For on the topic of Michael Keaton, I have to bring this up. Nobody has ever agreed with me, but I know that it's true. Michael Keaton and A-Rod look alike a little bit. There's
a little bit, yeah.
There's something in the eyebrows and like the
eyes. Head.
There is something very similar where the eyes and the eyebrows. I just. There's something there.
Also,
I don't think he's wrong.
Talking about cameos, he shot Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
And then them sitting in the, like, talking about when they shoot their guns, you should have shot A-Rod. Yeah. Like, that's just so.
It is historically inaccurate because the Yankees never played a game 7 at home with Derek Jeter.
Of course. God, I hated that.
I don't know why. He's been doing this a lot.
Inaccurate.
I don't like that.
Oh, also respectfully to the other guys, Dirty Mike and the Boys.
Dirty Mike and the Boys.
Oh,
director of
the
movie.
Thanks for the fuck, Shaq.
Thanks for the F, Shaq. Back in the boy.
Robbie Bell like describing everything they did in his car. They call it a soup kitchen. They all fuck in the back of the car.
Why do they keep doing that?
We will fuck in your car again. It's so funny. Before we get into the playoffs, let's talk about Ibotta. Sandal sunscreen snacks for the kids. What do these have in common? You're probably buying a ton of it this summer, but don't stress out about the cost. Use Ibotta and get cash back on all of your purchases and stock up on all of your summer essentials. Ibotta is a free app that lets you earn cash back every time you shop. Earn hundreds on items from groceries to beauty supplies, even toys, so that you can make sure that you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. The average user earns $256 a year. That can cover the entire shopping trip, flight you've been eyeing, or that fancy dinner you've been craving. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, you earn cash back that you can withdraw into your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Simply add offers to the app, upload your receipt, and voila, that money is yours. It's time you joined over the 50 million users who use Ibotta to earn cash back every time they shop. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying the app using code BRACKET when you register. Just go to the App Store or the Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code BRACKET. That's IBOTTA at the Google Play or the App Store and use code BRACKET. All right, playoffs. First matchup, Step Brothers versus Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Oof. Rico.
Step Brothers against Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I'd say Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Over Step Brothers? Yeah. One for Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I think it's going to start getting hard now, but... I am going to go Step Brothers.
One for Step Brothers.
I'm going Step Brothers comfortably. I think Forgetting Sarah Marshall, yeah, maybe it's better with like whatever the plot, but Step Brothers is so fucking funny.
Mm-hmm. Two for Step Brothers.
Easy Step Brothers.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Really?
Easy Step Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's not even close.
Really easy Step Brothers for me.
Yeah. Really?
Step Brothers is so good.
Sarah Marshall.
No, but Step Brothers is so good. We haven't even mentioned Catherine Hahn in Step Brothers.
Yeah.
He's so fucking
funny. And Adam Scott.
Adam Scott. Adam Scott is so funny. Their kids are so funny in that movie.
What does he say when he wants to come to the car? He's like, 20 minutes.
And Cook, pay-per-view, 20 minutes.
Aren't they the ones that star, like Why You Sweating? I was watching Cops.
Yeah.
Like,
Step Brothers, yeah.
Step Brothers, right? Yeah.
Are Bonita Fish big?
Who does he say to Adam Scott's character? He's like, I was doing XYZ with Jeff Probst or something. Like,
yeah, the Cubes was there. Jeff Cubes. Probst. Cubes. Super Chef Bobby Flay.
Super Chef Bobby Flay.
And I think that's good.
Maybe the best nachos I've ever looked in a movie.
Ooh.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is Forgetting Sarah Marshall like kind of like a not even like a comedy?
You were just talking about that before, romantic comedy.
That one's, I feel like, more heavy, more romantic.
Yeah. It's but it's not. Like, it's,
it also is hysterical. It is funny. Yes,
comedy.
But, he said it's the funniest romantic movie, the most romantic funny movie.
Yeah.
Right on the edge.
Yeah, it's just different tiers.
Yeah.
It's levels to
that. Step Brothers, when it came out, was like.
Step Brothers is a comedy.
Yeah.
I would call Forgetting Sarah Marshall a com-rom. Like, sure. There is romance. Yeah. It's the second.
I've never heard of the phrase com-rom. I like that.
I think we just invented it.
Because I struggle with that a lot, too.
Yeah. You really helped him out there. I like that. Yeah, I'm going Step Brothers.
Bob Fox, Step Brothers as well. Yep. Step Brothers can move on. Next, we have Superbad versus Dodgeball. This is a tough.
Oh, fuck.
Wow. Superbad versus Dodgeball. Start with you, Marty.
I don't think it's close.
That's tough because I really, really like Dodgeball a lot. I was sad when the wheelchair guy died.
That's just O'Houlihan.
I was really sad. I'm gonna go super bad though.
One.
That's Steven Root who plays Patches. Who is that?
No, it's Rip Torn. Rip Torn plays him, and Hank Azaria plays him in like the flashback sequence.
Yeah. Fuck Dodgeball. Because when they who's the pirate guy was so funny.
Yeah.
No, but like they're asked like, what do you mean? There's a guy who's acting like a pirate. Yeah. Like, I had no idea he was trying to be one. I'm gonna go super bad though. That's a tough matchup.
One for super bad.
I'm going Superbad as well. I love Dodgeball, but I think Superbad's like more iconic at this point for sure.
Iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not even, yeah, come on.
Superbad. Not even worth discussing.
Really, it's close.
I think I'm due for a Dodgeball rewatch as well.
Dodgeball's awesome. It's just
since great movie.
Not very silly. I'm a big Vince Vaughn guy.
Yeah, I think it's a little more like stupid humor, which isn't bad, but yeah, I mean, Superbad is it's iconic.
Mm-hmm. I'm a huge Justin Long guy, too. I feel like Justin Long should be more comedies because he's very funny.
And as much as I love Vince Vaughn, it's not like he's like playing the classic Vince Vaughn character in that.
A little different.
Yeah.
What happened to the Justin Long was trying to go after the cheerleader, and the cheerleader's boyfriend, like, what is it? Something happens to him.
Fell off the roller coaster,
right? Yeah.
Broke all his bones. Boop.
Broke all his bones.
Oh, he's dead.
Tommy?
I said super
bad. Super bad?
Yeah. I got to go super bad.
Impossible.
Clean sweep.
Clean sweep. So Superbad versus Step Brothers to go into the finals.
Ooh, that's a
this is Gucci Mama.
Wow. This is to get into the final.
This is to get into the finals.
Wow. See, we did it. Good for us.
This is the Miracle on Ice game. Superbad. This is Russia versus America.
Right? Yeah.
I think it's Superbad.
You think?
I
don't think this is necessarily the championship.
Well, this is
I know, but I think Robbie's saying.
I think it might be.
I don't think. I don't know.
What did you say? USA versus Russia.
I said this might be the championship.
Hey, little fun fact. That was not the championship.
That's the what point I'm making.
Saying. This is basically the championship. I'm saying I don't think this.
Like Alabama and UConn last year. Everybody
pay attention when we podcast.
Shut up, Bob.
About that
bully.
One for Superbad from Rico.
I think I might go Step Brothers.
Wow.
Yeah. I. It's almost kind of like what happened with the Nice Guys. I think Superbad is a really good movie as well. And I think if I'm thinking like of strict comedy, I kind of think of Step Brothers first. Like Superbad's that's all not true, but I think I'm going to go Step Brothers.
So are we going to title this as funniest comedy?
Best. You think best or funniest would be better for this? I feel like we've been doing it based on.
I think best.
Yeah.
I'm still going to go Step Brothers.
Best is still funniest though. So
Superbad is great. I do think it's gotten to a little bit of a point where people are just like they feel like they have to say it's like the best comedy of the 21st century. I think Step Brothers is funnier. It is more dumb humor for sure, like a Dodgeball, but it's so funny.
I'm with you.
Step Brothers.
Boats and Hoes too. We didn't even talk about that. That maybe aged the worst, but it was so funny in the time.
Prestige Worldwide.
Yeah. So two for Step Brothers, one for Superbad.
Oh, Glennie.
Superbad, easy. I mean, I love Step Brothers, but Superbad's my number one. I mean, talking about how you didn't mention just Boats and Hosts, we haven't even mentioned the dick drawing scene.
Yeah.
We haven't even mentioned the dick drawing scene.
That's right. I couldn't eat a popsicle.
I'm a Step Brothers.
You know how many foods are shaped like dicks?
All the best foods.
I'm going Step Brothers. I've always just liked Step Brothers more. I think I didn't see Superbad when it came out. Like, I guess that was the one fucking movie in existence that my parents decided I was too young for. So I saw that a few years later, and just I think the experience of seeing Step Brothers in the theater when I was 10 was like, my world has changed.
So right now we are three for Step Brothers, two for Superbad. Marty.
Let's throw it to the...
Throw it to the room, one for
Superbad. Oh, this is big.
This is humongous.
He's going to go...
David and Mia, you guys are in trouble right now if you fuck this up.
Bad. I don't know.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Mia said, "Throw it to me." I'm throwing Superbad.
Yes!
I'm not gonna lie. I loved Superbad growing up. Superbad. I loved it.
How
so
old
much.
Are you?
21.
Fucking respect.
Yeah. The kids are all right.
My brother had a hernia surgery. He told me the story. They like put him under, and the first thing he said when he woke up, and I don't even know if he remembered this. They told him. He acts like the doctor. He woke up and he goes, "What's your favorite movie?" The doctor's like, "What?" He goes, "What's your favorite movie?" And the doctor goes, "Superbad." My brother goes, "Fuck off." Yes, he goes, "Fuck off."
That's, see, that's more realistic than DeMar Hamlin waking up and saying, "You won the game of life."
Yeah. Yeah. Before we get to the other half, let's talk about Factor. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up with Factor. No prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options from Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto. Their fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you always have time in the day to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. I legitimately don't understand how they taste so good. It's the science of it.
Yeah, they're really, really good.
It makes no fucking sense how it tastes. 2 minutes on microwave, it tastes like someone just made this meal right in front of you. It's insane. Treat yourself with restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/LCB50 and use code LCB50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. That's code LCB50 at factormeals.com/LCB50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. On the other side, first matchup is Borat versus The Hangover going to Marty Mush.
Hangover. Hangover has seriously like changed my life. You just want to hang out with the fellas, and you also realize you can never recreate anything they do. It's so much way, they have way better time than you actually ever have.
Really fucked Vegas for everybody.
It ruined Vegas, I do think.
Whenever I'm in Vegas, I walk around the casino floor and I think to myself, 90% of these people are going to wake up tomorrow and say, that was not that fun last
night. Yeah. It's like, I got to go home.
One for The Hangover.
Borat, everything we said about it before, iconic, revolutionary, the time it changed everything. I think Hangover is so much better as an actual movie. Like, if I just want to rewatch one or the other, I would rewatch The Hangover 1,000 times before I rewatch Borat.
Two for The Hangover.
Hangover.
Wow, is this going to go into a clean sweep?
Hangover for me, too. It's going to be hard to beat it running.
That's respect. Yeah. How it felt. I think Rico's been the one vote on every other thing.
No, I think you can make a case like what Robbie. Robbie kind of sold me, like, which one would I rather watch? It's been a long time since I popped on Borat. But I judge comedies on the first watch because I do think that thing, like Marty said, where it gets – we got in a phase, especially you know too, like before – before you were on the internet all the time, people would just comment on movies. And it would ruin it for a little while, or you would be like, whatever. I do think that Borat like got like that for a little bit with just quoting it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll give The Hangover a slight lean. But Borat was different. It was a different comedy.
Mm-hmm. It's truly just so much fun to say, my wife. It's so much fun.
That's literally what my roommate still says every time. I can't take it.
Every now and then when someone hits you with like a really good one, like a well-timed on Twitter and a quote tweet, whatever, some shit, it gets you. But either way, Hangover's going to move on. Now we have The Other Guys versus Anchorman.
The Other Guys versus Anchorman?
Anchorman, yeah.
Still haven't seen The Other Guys. So.
Not since we'd last did
it. Still haven't seen it.
So
tried to get a little feed at 2x speed. It didn't work.
So one for Anchorman fights?
No, well, I guess.
Would you rather abstain? We could do an abstain.
Because I don't love Anchorman.
Sir?
This one's a tough one because I do love Anchorman. I think my heart wants to say Anchorman. So I'm going to say it.
Wow, one for Anchorman.
It's hard. They're both really good, but I'm going to go The Other Guys because the quote unquote conflict stage of that movie, like adds to the plot. I like it. Oh, who? I don't even remember what. Who solved? Who's doing drugs or
something
whatever.
About the lottery? I don't even remember.
Yeah, something about the lottery, whatever it was. Again, the Anchorman, the end of Anchorman takes me out of it a little bit. Other guys, just it's great.
Do you remember when he's talking to Steve Coogan's character and like he just keeps bribing them with like dude, different gifts?
So funny. Yeah, yeah.
Jersey Boys. You like Jersey Boys?
Bribes Jersey Boys.
It's like, yeah, we like Jersey Boys. And they're God damn, he did it again.
The song, the pageantry. My, what a musical! Like it's so fucking funny. The cucumber water with the lime or whatever. It's amazing. Glenny,
I'm not obsessed with either of these, but other guys.
The other guys, two for the other guys, one for Anchorman.
I'm with Glenny. I like the other guys a lot more than Anchorman. I'm not obsessed with it. I love the desk pop scene.
Yeah.
Your last desk pop.
Bobby Cannavale.
What's your gripe with the other guys?
I've honestly just never considered it to like be a top tier comedy.
Really?
Like the Wedding Crashers and the Old Schools of the world.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I've just never been my vibe of other guys.
I kind of agree.
I kind of agree too.
Seeing that be
I think
two,
it's great, but like yeah. I don't
seeing
but
it be
that honestly
two
could
was
just
stunning.
Be based on release time. Like that was like 2011, 2012.
Yeah.
When you got Mark Wahlberg saying he learned how to do ballet to make fun of like the kids in school,
and I also do think the full blown action comedy is kind of gets swept under when they could be really funny. Like 21 Jump Street is hilarious, but I think kind of just I'm just thinking of it more as a
like
fun
I'm more
movie.
Of a 21 Jump Street guy than I am an
I think they're very similar, obviously. Dude, buddy, whatever.
Bobby Fox, you're sticking other with guys. Other guys is going to move on. Also the security guard's taking his gun and they're like they put some sort of linseed oil on it. They cleaned it up, the wooden one.
Yeah.
There's so many different moments in this. The other guys versus the Hangover to go into the finals, starting with you, Marty Mush.
This is a great final for me because these are my top two, but I'm going the other guys. I love the other guys.
One for the other guys.
Pretty easy Hangover vote for me.
Pretty easy Hangover vote.
Massively easy Hangover.
Wow. 2-1 in favor of the Hangover.
Easy Hangover.
Holy.
You guys are broussarded.
Fights?
Hangover.
Yes. Hangover's going to win.
My
but
top two. This is so exciting.
You're not watching on YouTube. I flipped a coin for it. I flipped a Lucy for it. You're just being fucking sick.
Rico, where'd you have gone?
I would have gone. I mean, I think Hangover is unbelievable. So.
Yeah, and you still haven't seen the other guy since the last time you've
been. Exactly.
We're going to have you watch that.
Yeah. All right. No, yeah.
I do think you would like the other guys a lot.
I'd watch the other guys.
Yeah. Your sense of humor.
Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch it. And before we do our final, let's do our last out of the day. Shout out to Roan Apparel, our boy Roan. It sucks finding shit to wear. We all know that. Sometimes we coming out of the closet, these corduroy shorts, I've had to wear them too many times because all the other crap in my closet sometimes sucks. But men's closets were due for a radical reinvention, and Roan has stepped up to the challenge. Roan's commuter collection is the most comfortable, breathable set of fabrics known to man, and here's why. They have products for every occasion, whatever you're going to. It doesn't matter, golf course, corner office, doesn't matter. They have quarter zips, polos, pants, dress shirts, all of it. Their four-way stretch fabric has breathability and flexibility that leaves you free to enjoy whatever life throws your way, from the commute to your, again, 18 holes of golf, whatever. It's time to feel confident without the hassle, and with Roan's wrinkle release technology, wrinkles disappear as you stretch, and they stretch as you wear the products. It's that easy. We love Roan here. The commuter collection can get you through any work day and straight to whatever comes next. Head to roan.com/bracket and use promo code bracket to save 20% off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to roan.com/bracket, roane.com/bracket, and use code bracket. It's time to find your corner office comfort. All right, big final right now. Rico, you're going to start out the vote. Superbad versus The Hangover. What is the funnier comedy from the 21st century?
I think because of the cleverness, I'm gonna go Superbad. I think there's layers to the jokes. I think that they're fucking. I think it's Superbad.
One for Superbad.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I did not want Superbad to win this because I tend to agree with Tommy that it's kind of just become reactionary to say it's the greatest. Yeah. I very much, I love it. I don't know if it's my favorite, but it does win this bracket for me.
Another one for Superbad.
I'm going comfortably The Hangover.
Comfortably.
I think it's funnier. That's the main thing. I think, you know, if we're talking the plot itself, I mean, yeah, I like the mystery aspect of, oh, what happened to Doug? Yeah, for me, I mean, I didn't see Superbad in theaters, so maybe that does affect it a little bit. But yeah, seeing Hangover in theaters for the first time was...
I think that was the most worn costume with, like, when he had the baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, that or McLovin.
I was Halloween, Alan for Halloween. He was Alan for Halloween.
Jackie Moon is up there, though, for a Halloween costume.
Huh?
Jackie Moon.
McLovin. A lot of people were McLovin, too.
McLovin is a big one, yeah.
But yeah, I think, yeah, it's The Hangover. I got to get a new favorite movie.
You don't. Hangover's a good movie.
Yourself.
All movies
came out, it was like the first time. Wasn't that the first time, like, a comedy came out in a long time that everyone liked?
Probably since Superbad-ish.
Probably like, probably, Step Brothers. Was probably like the since the 1 year before Step Brothers came out, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was a year before? I don't
Wait,
know.
2009.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not autistic and know every date that comes out of these movies.
That's like every, just, it's really just Tommy. Yeah, so 2-1 in favor of Superbad.
I'm thrilled about this. I mean, these are my top two. I've been saying this for, me and you argue about this a lot, Bob. Funniest comedy and best comedy. I think best comedy ever, Hangover. Funniest comedy ever, Superbad. This is I guess it's funniest comedy. I think, and I'm also straight up, I'm more of just a Seth Rogen guy than like a Zach Galifianakis humor person. So I'm just going to go Superbad. And like you just said, layers jokes, like immediately just popped in my brain when Joe Lotrugliya picks up Seth and Evan. He's like, you guys know a guy named Jimmy? He looks a lot like his brother. And then half hour later, they bring that up. Jimmy's brother, the singer, like just shit like that. I love Superbad. It's fucking awesome.
3 for Superbad, 1 for The Hangover.
I might be going down with the ship here, but I'm more of a Hangover guy. I'm going with The Hangover.
Right now, again, Marty, you're going to have to.
So I saw some cheering in the booth.
Ooh.
Ooh.
But I was going to go Hangover. So
what were they cheering for?
For Hangover.
Oh, so Hangover.
Oh, we're getting thumbs up there, too.
Oh, my God. We are 3-3.
Go to the booth.
It looks like
Todd Phillips maybe getting the win.
Ken Jack?
Unfortunately.
I don't like to. I like to abstain from voting as long as I can. I'd much rather the booth take
it. Does anyone have Pat's number?
Pat.
Fuck, we're security Pat. We need him.
I do have his number.
Do you? Call him. Well, because if he doesn't answer, we'll go to, because he's our guy that
he is our de facto.
He ends the championship every time.
While we are waiting for this call, let's say I have two movies that were not.
I gotta go run and grab.
I understand they're not the traditional comedies, but they're both in the realm. 08 and 12 in Bruges and 7 Psychopaths.
Both amazing,
oh, man.
In Bruges, I would say
so good.
Almost less comedies to me. More
Hello.
Hey, Pat.
Yeah.
You're on the bracket right now. We need you once again to be our tiebreaker.
All right, go ahead.
All right, we're debating best comedy movie of the 21st century. We're in the championship game right now. We're tied up. Superbad versus The Hangover. Have you seen both?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Have you seen either?
Have you seen either?
I saw The Hangover.
You like it?
Yeah, I liked it, yeah.
All right,
Hangover. Yes! That's all you needed. Hangover. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
That's how he, every time. Every time.
Yeah.
He never gives an explanation, nothing. It's just, that's good.
Hangover one. Pat.
He hasn't seen Superbad, but I said, do you like The Hangover? He goes, yeah, I like The Hangover.
So that's your winning. Yeah. You know what? I like that because that kind of leaves it as a tie.
Yeah, in its own way. And
the booth
would have
been Hangover. The booth was hooting and hollering about the fucking Hangover.
Yeah. The winner of the funniest movie or best comedy since the 21st century. The Hangover, great pick. Be back next week with a brand new episode.
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet, the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew, tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.